you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Lisa, what was your favorite part of the Tim Matheson interview? Was it when Kevin asked about Tim's dead dad?
You know, my father passed away a few years ago.
Oh, did he? It's a good thing he didn't have to see that then.
I knew it. I just wanted, I know.
As soon as I said, have you talked to your, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus.
Well, it's a good thing he's dead then, so he doesn't have to see this.
You do not know how much we regret that got on the air, and I personally regret it. And I want you to know that this station deeply feels the kind of emotion that we have had, and the callers that have called our newsroom, and I've talked to many of you personally, and the one thing that seems to be a common thread is, how do I explain this to my children?
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby! Baby, want a bottle? A big dirt bottle?
And now,
stupid truck with a bunch of equipment in it.
Our feature presentation.
I think that has to be my favorite clip of all time.
You think?
Yeah, stupid truck.
Which one?
Bunch of equipment in it.
It is awesome.
I mean, that's just, there's no beating that.
We need to revisit that more.
Yeah.
It was the truck's fault that it caught on fire. It wasn't the driver who left it in the way of an oncoming flame.
After being told to move it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. God bless Chuck Henry.
Truck. Man, I just don't like that truck. That's a bad, bad truck.
It's like a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Lisa, you weren't here yesterday because you no longer care about the show, but there was a story about a news crew that was out doing a piece on thin ice, and the truck went right through the ice.
Oh, no.
They're driving out onto the ice to do a story on thin ice.
About how dangerous it is.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't believe that Chuck Henry wasn't working at that station, but apparently it was somebody else who lost a news van.
You know what? I think we need to check. Maybe it's family. Maybe it's Chuck Henry's family.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, relative. Wouldn't it be great?
Justine
Henry. Yeah, exactly. Sister, brother, something like that. Went right through the ice.
That's great.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, and it is the 31st and final day of the January.
Oh.
Ask that whore how it was at jury duty for the last 2 days.
Why aren't you talking to me?
Well, he's angry because he wants jury duty. You know that.
That's not my fault that you are inappropriate.
Exactly. Tell her it is her fault because she got called and I didn't.
She can hear you.
Yes, I'm right
here.
I don't
want her to hear me. I want her to cover her ears when I'm talking.
How was jury duty? Did you
like everyone else?
Did you get called?
I got called to a panel, meaning that
I didn't get that. I just
you didn't
sat,
get that far.
No,
you just
I just sat
there
in the
for
big
a whole
room.
Day.
Yeah.
The first, by the way, the first group they called was in for a 20-day trial.
Oh my
God!
What a nightmare!
Stop
making that noise.
Well, come on, a 20-day trial. That the only thing better than that would be a 30-day trial.
But they only call people for that who have companies that pay them unlimited. Which I think if you work for the post office and some other federal. Types of jobs.
So they booted you off that one.
So I wasn't even called for that one. So then this one, they called probably 50 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
for one jury?
Yeah, because what they do is they seat 18 people.
Right.
And then the rest of us are in the audience in the courtroom.
And you cheer and stuff?
Mm-hmm, yeah, we totally cheer and we vote. And and the judge and the lawyers ask them lots and lots of questions.
And that's when you say, I can tell if he's guilty just by looking at
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
And they
boot
you.
We did have a guy who said that someone he knew or worked with 6 or 8 years ago was killed by a black guy. And the defendant was black, and that he didn't think he could be fair.
Really?
So the defendant's lawyer was also black, and
right.
he got up, and it was so funny. He went through this whole exercise about, do you go to Laker games?
Because there's black players.
You know, can you not enjoy that? What about, you? Surely in your day-to-day life, you work with black people. I mean, you don't blame them all for this, right? And then they dismissed him. It's like you knew they were going
to
dismiss him the whole time.
You just wanted to yell at him for a while?
It's on the grandstand.
That's awesome.
Why did the convict have to be a black guy? It is such a stereotype.
That's a good point.
So they asked.
So you knew they were going to dismiss him, and yet he just grilled them about that.
They
That's
did that
awesome.
With everyone they dismissed. Really?
What kind of case it was that she might have been
in? She can hear you.
Bean, it was a cocaine possession case.
Guilty! So guilty. Come
nice.
On.
I will
He's
tell
so,
you this.
So
and you
guilty.
Said, I work with a guy like that.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's right.
I was like, look.
And I like Omar, so I think I can be impartial.
I was thinking, you know where I work? That's so not a crime.
Crime, nothing. You get a bonus.
Exactly. Hey, is he willing to share?
But they go through all of these instructions before they even pick their final jury.
Right.
And the judge was so funny because he wanted to make a point that even though maybe a police officer was going to get up and testify, and maybe you have a friend who's a police officer, that doesn't mean you should trust or distrust this particular officer. And he went through, hey, say that there was a CPA who was testifying. I personally know four. One.
This is the judge?
Yes, this is the judge. One was actually my childhood friend. I mean, he's my oldest friend. We've known each other like since we were 5 years old.
Did somebody raise their hand and tell him to shut the hell up?
And then there's my CPA who does my taxes. I trust him. We're friends. We go out once in a while. There's another guy I went to law school with. He was actually a lawyer, but then he also became a CPA because he wanted to do, I'm not kidding.
Are these people just people that want to hear themselves talk?
I mean, he seemed like a nice guy, but Jesus.
I guess that's where he spends his whole life. But yeah, he doesn't need to go through minute by minute.
The other one is his next door neighbor who he's not really friends with, but he would have him get his paper while he's on vacation because, you know, so people can tell.
He trusts him that much.
Yeah, he does trust him that much. But that doesn't mean he's going to trust the CPA who's on the stand.
I think it's clear why he's doing this, guys, though.
Why?
It's so that there's no challenge of a mistrial later when they said, well, you should have made it clearer that a CPA is not automatically reputable. Whatever the challenge is going to be.
Oh,
I'm sure this
really?
Is just, this is the fine print, the disclaimers.
To cover their ass?
To make sure that nobody can come to them after the fact and say, you implied that the police were automatically trustworthy or whatever the case would be.
But if you're just covering your ass, you can say that in a much shorter version. You don't have to tell your life story.
I mean, seriously.
And then this one time I was shopping and I was in the fruit aisle. And I ran into a CPA, I would trust him to hold my fruit.
I will tell you another reason he probably went into this details because there were jurors whose English was not good.
Right.
And so he probably just wanted to make sure they really understood. But those guys got dismissed too.
Yeah, they're not going to be on a jury if they can't understand what's being said.
Just put your hand up and said, we get it.
Although you should tell Bean not to
he can hear you.
Have theories about this because he's never been on a jury.
Yeah, that's true. Nor will he ever be.
No, so he really doesn't know what he's talking about. That's true. I'm just saying.
I tell Lisa that
she can hear you.
I miss Natalie Page already.
Well, I'm glad to have you back, Lisa.
Thank you.
Yes,
I was
tell
disappointed. It was going to be a quick trial done by Friday, so it actually wouldn't have been the worst trial to be on. But I
out
never even got into the box to be questioned.
Aww. Speaking of getting into the box,
nice.
I would have said, where was Gene Simmons? That's all I'm saying.
You were doing nothing.
You ass. Take all my thunder.
The only reason to get jury duty is so that you can stand up and object. Because
you don't get to object.
It's clearly not your role, which makes it funny.
Oh, that's true.
I object, Your Honor. Well, you're a juror. Sit down. That's the only reason you want to do it. But Beans wanted to do it his whole life.
And everyone he knows has had a summons.
And the system has been pegged pretty accurately. And in this particular case, it's working well.
There was a guy that kept asking questions, and he was in the jury box, and that would have been Bean. Because I thought, if I were a lawyer, I would dismiss him just so everybody else isn't so annoyed.
Yeah.
He would
not. Well, because I'd be trying to make jury duty last as long as possible. That's
what kind of questions?
I'd be trying to take a 3-day trial and turn it into 3 months.
What was he asking about?
Oh, there was a questionnaire you had to answer about, do you know people in law enforcement? Do you know lawyers? Do you know anyone who's ever been a victim of a crime? And he wanted to know what that meant about victim of a crime. And the judge said, just read it as, do you know anyone or have you been a victim of a crime? And then in the audience where I was, someone said, do crimes of the heart count?
That person you put on the jury.
That was awesome.
Because you need comic relief. Crimes of the heart.
I know, it was great.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
See.
Stacey Keebler.
Oh!
In the studio. Dude, big fans of either of the shows she's on, and yet having her
care.
In. She's going to be
don't
on
care.
What About Brian?
Yes, she is.
I like that show.
Okay.
Lisa, you ever met her in person?
No, I never have.
Oh.
Just so one of those. Sad.
You can't believe she's real. She has 41.5-inch legs, by the way.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I didn't even wear. I wore like flat lesbian shoes today. I didn't realize she was coming.
Maybe that'll work.
Oh, maybe it will.
Yeah.
Who knows? I thought I should go the other way, but maybe you're right. There's no use trying to compete.
Also, we're going to talk to the deputy liaison for the Tijuana police. We have been trying to track this story down since it broke about a week ago. And the problem was the Tijuana police, I guess, were in cahoots with drug runners, so they took all their guns away and gave them slingshots.
The police had slingshots.
Now, how effective is that in most crime situations?
That can't...
Well, you better practice.
That story is... it's like, it's too funny to be real.
I know.
Nobody is... Really? They gave him slingshots? Freeze, mother! I'll hit you with a little rock.
If I can.
If I don't miss. What in God's name are they doing?
So somebody's actually going to talk to us about it. That's awesome.
Yeah, the deputy liaison, whoever that is, for the Tijuana police. Oh, I can't wait. Mm-hmm. My God, that's the best story ever. We're also going to talk to somebody about betting on the Super Bowl.
Okay. We do all kinds of bets every year.
Yeah, you can bet on the coin toss. You can bet on who scores first, who catches the first pass, which quarterback does the first, you know, whatever, whatever. It goes
on. Isn't it funny, though, that what a tiny fraction legal betting is on the Super Bowl compared to how much is actually put down?
Oh, yeah.
Which money will actually change hands.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
you got to go to Vegas or Atlantic City, I would imagine, to actually place a legal bet anywhere in this country, right? But, you know, everyone has some money on the Super Bowl.
Well, I don't. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure.
We don't have a pool or anything.
John Cena is going to be on the show today, talking about his DVD release of The Marine. American Idol highlights, I guess. Last night was another another bad episode. I mean, a bad singer episode.
Yep.
Last night they were in Birmingham, Alabama. So it was just an hour of trying to figure out what those people were trying to say. You know, I don't know what language they speak in Alabama. It's not English.
We're going to talk about a Chinese guy who married himself. Made a cardboard stand-up of himself and got married to himself.
No kidding.
Yeah. So jealous. So that's, Mike would do that in a second, wouldn't he?
Yep.
And yesterday at Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew, we took a call from a girl who went out with her girlfriend. They went out, you know, wherever, and they came back home a little early and found the girl's, her friend's parents in the house having an orgy.
Yay! No.
With multiple partners.
Oh, my God.
How awesome was that? They ran, but that was awesome.
Her parents are swingers.
So a half hour from now, just after 6, we're going to... This may be the topic we don't get any calls on. It may be. We've said for years and years and years, there's no topic that we will get zero calls on because we did Faked Your Own Death.
Yes.
Phones lit up.
Yep.
We did Missing Body Parts.
So you caught your parents in an orgy. Just after 6.
Now,
is it going to have to be multiple partners, or could it just be having sex with somebody other than the other parent, maybe?
Well, I think both of them have to be there, though, don't they? Because in this particular case, it's not just you caught your parent cheating.
So it's both parents.
Yeah.
All right. It could be a threesome.
Yes, it could be a threesome.
All right. Threesome or better is what we're looking for after 6.
It's really bad enough just to even think about your parents having sex at all. But to walk in on them with different partners in the same room, woo!
I'm betting you're going to hit the wall.
You think
on
so?
This one,
you don't think we'll have any calls?
It's also only 5:42.
I know.
you're really rolling the dice.
We're going to give it a try. What the hell?
That's what happens when I'm not here. The rails just come off.
Good stuff. Are you kidding?
Lisa's good sense is in here to keep the show on track.
Yes.
And also K-Rock's World Tour 2007, destination number 5, The Killers in Amsterdam. We're going to do that drawing on Friday, and you qualify by winning tickets to see The Killers April 9th at Staples Center, and tickets for that show go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. So we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Where's Stacey Keibler? Why isn't she here yet?
Well, she's not
scheduled.
She's
in the tree making the cookies. I don't have time to have to tell you guys.
It's not that Keibler
either. She spreads the fudge all over the pecan sandy.
That's not her. Although I like the sound of that.
Where's Gene Simmons now. It's 5:51 Wednesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Some guy named Ralph Garman is here with some stuff about some people.
Tara Conner, Miss USA, is out of rehab. And under the orders of the Trump Organization, she's moved into a uptown big apartment because she's got a full-time roommate. And by roommate, of course, I mean babysitter.
Yeah.
I mean watchdog.
Is it Donald?
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. I have to watch to make sure you don't drink. So I'm going to move in next to you.
With you.
Nude. Apparently, she says she's healthy and happy, and she's an alcoholic. So there you go.
Okay.
But the chaperone will keep an eye on her so she doesn't go clubbing and the whole thing starts all over again. So good for her. Excuse me. Now that Lindsay Lohan's proved how easy and non-committal rehab can be, Pete Doherty,
Baby Shambles.
Yeah, Baby Shambles, that's it. Lead singer, of course, on and off again boyfriend of Kate Moss. He's decided he's going to get clean, too. He's going back into a treatment center in London.
I think I can say without reservation that's not going to work.
You think?
Yeah, you just look at some people and you go, all right, that's a done deal already.
I think maybe he just needs new connections. He's just trying to find new pushers. So he's going in there and says, hey, where do you get your stuff from? You write his number down for me. Thanks. And then he's going to leave rehab because he just needs to make some new contacts.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Here's a new couple. It's pretty interesting. How about Puff Daddy and Sienna Miller?
No.
What'd I just say?
You said, how about? And we said no.
Diddy, apparently, and Sienna Miller are seen sneaking into her hotel in New York City recently. And the paparazzi caught them, took some pictures. That's when Puff Daddy P. Diddy Sean Combs sent his bodyguards over to that same said paparazzi and said, why don't you give me that memory stick?
Is that how he said it?
Yeah. Apparently, they demanded the pictures be deleted.
Can you do that? I mean, it seems like they do it all the time.
If you're big and black enough, you can do anything you want.
I guess, but I mean, legally, you probably can't, right?
No.
Okay.
In fact, apparently there was another photographer who had some shots of Diddy dancing with Sienna at Crowbar in New York City earlier that night. And then once again, the entourage of bodyguards went up to the paparazzi and took his memory stick. And that's not a euphemism.
What's the big deal anyway? Why do they care so much?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not sure if those photos would be of great comfort to Kim Porter, the mother of Puffy's two newborn girls, his new twins.
Oh, I see.
In December, right?
Yeah. And people are speculating if she wanted to perhaps ask for an increase in child support. Apparently they're together. And if he doesn't want to spend too much in palimony or patrimony or datamony or whatever you'd have to pay.
It's datamony.
You don't want that. So, the photographer has since, by the way, filed charges to get his memory card back from Diddy's bouncers, so we'll wait and see if that happens.
I know this is my second broadcast to y'all from the bathroom, but have you ever had to take a piss real bad?
Sure.
The feeling of just the release.
I agree.
It's something that truly can't be explained.
All right, thank
it's
you,
It's almost You're as good as sex.
Don't explain it, then.
Oversharing.
Keep that to yourself. Speaking of things you don't want to see, how about some internet celebrity porn?
Yes, which celebrities?
Of Clay Aiken.
No!
Come on, you know you want it.
No.
No. No.
MSNBC has said it's out there. However, his fans are claiming it's an imposter.
I have a clip.
Open your mouth, baby. Here it comes.
Is that Clay or his partner?
Partner.
Justin Guarini.
Doesn't sound like Clay.
No, it doesn't.
Well, the King of Mexico can find it if it's on the internet. So that's his mission this morning.
Oh, poor King of Mexico has to search out Clay Aiken porn.
Yeah. Like he hasn't already.
Well, we knew it was just a matter of time. Brandi Norwood, star of the TV series Moesha, popular R&B singer, has now been sued by the parents of the woman killed in the freeway crash, allegedly started by the singer-actress.
Sure.
The parents of Awatef Abadodija.
Oh.
Abadodaj.
He was the guy from Lost, right?
Just pick your pronunciation.
Ahmadinejad?
Yeah.
All right. It's Mr. Echo, right?
The parents are suing Brandi for $50 million.
Because then they can get their kid back?
I don't know.
Yeah, that kid wasn't going to make $50 million. I'm sorry.
It's a wrongful death suit. And they claim Brandi was driving recklessly when she plowed into the back of the Honda driven by that
Adewale Akinoye Agbaje.
Exactly. That's perfect. Meanwhile, Naji Ali, leader of Project Islamic Hope, says the California Highway Patrol was unfairly targeting Brandi for prosecution because of her celebrity.
What?
I guess they figured they just couldn't pull out the race card one more time, so now they're going with a celebrity card. This is an all-black organization.
Oh, I see.
Political organization, and they're claiming that she was targeted, and I was waiting for them to say because she's black, but no, they said no, because she's a celebrity. And when everyone knows celebrities get total...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they get blamed for everything.
Total easy treatment.
Yeah.
In most of the ways in life, but she was unfairly targeted because of her celebrity.
Well, that person's an idiot.
Yeah.
So their job now is to protect celebrities?
They're starting a write-in campaign to pressure City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo to reject the case. That there's no grounds for it. And he's like...
That's bullshit.
Dude. Chick ran into a car. A lot of other cars got hit. It was a huge accident. I can't just ignore this one and put it away. Can't just turn the other cheek on this one.
No kidding.
It's madness. Just madness.
People that are in the habit of complaining, just keep complaining. That's it. Just figure out, fill in the blanks.
Don't care what
I'm about. I noticed that Project Islamic Hope didn't step forward when Mel Gibson was popped for DUI.
Yeah.
They didn't stand up and say he was unfairly targeted.
He was a celebrity.
He's a celebrity. That's why you guys are picking on him. I noticed that didn't happen.
No.
And Paris Hilton ain't too happy about her personal wares being displayed on the internet. Yesterday we talked about ParisExposed.com. The founder of the website bought the remains of a storage unit that she had her stuff in for $2,775.
That's hot.
Now he's trying to make a bunch of money on it. Well, she has slapped a federal lawsuit on the website, claiming, among other things, that they've got pictures of her passport and credit card bills, which could be used to steal her identity, harass or stalk her, amongst others.
That seems like a legitimate complaint, by the way.
Yeah.
And credit card numbers. You don't want those out on the internet.
That's true.
If I were them, I would just turn that stuff back over and say, okay, we still have the sex tape.
We're keeping the sex and the abortion bills.
Yep. We got that. We got you doing drugs. We have all that. Can have all the, allegedly.
Can have all the...
Here's your credit card numbers.
Right. All the financial stuff you get back. And this should be spectacular. Talk about the meeting of the drunks. Courtney Love has told Us Weekly magazine that she's been asked to appear as a guest judge and performer on American Idol.
Oh,
that's what I've been waiting to see.
God.
Paul Abdul and Courtney Love
having a conversation.
Squaring off.
That's awesome.
Talk about your drink boxing. There's your undercard right there. Those two. She said she's considering it. I thought it was kind of weird, but brilliant, she said.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll see Courtney on American Idol.
I can't imagine they'll do a whole night American Idol. I just can't see kids up there singing doll parts, you know?
Maybe they'll do a special Nirvana night and they can have her as a special guest.
They do Paul Anka and Barry Manilow and all that BS.
I don't like the tone in your voice when you say Paul Anka, by the way.
That's one of the reasons I hate the show.
I don't like that sneer in your voice when you say Paul Anka.
They pick terrible music. That's why I hate it.
Come on. Don't come down to Paul Anka like that.
They have wildly expanded the musical palette in the last couple of seasons, Kevin. I know you don't watch the show, but they'll do, you know, Prince Night and stuff like that. I mean, they've definitely moved away from some of those types of shows.
Yeah.
I think they're doing Paul McCartney one year.
That's great.
You're not helping your case with Kevin.
Talking about freedom.
I'm just saying those songs are a little better than, you know, some of the ones we've seen in the past.
Bean, don't waste your time.
Yeah,
it's Kevin.
You're dead to me.
We'll have clips from American Idol coming up a little bit later. Great show last night.
How about the chick with the biggest boobs in Alabama? How about her, Ralph?
16-year-old Jamie Lynn. Oh,
yep.
Marone.
Her father, how about the story about her?
Why don't you wait on that?
It was the best. People may not be able to be listening later.
Well, they're going to have to find a way. But it's a great story involving the most beautiful girl in Alabama, absolutely. Yes. Today's celebrity birthdays, Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols, 51 years old today.
Thinks
Pete Doherty's out of control, by the way, he told me.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's when you know.
Yeah,
that's when you know.
You've gone over the edge.
Anthony LaPaglia from Without a Trace is 48. Is it LaPaglia or LaPaglia? Does anyone know?
Let's defer to Lisa May on that.
Don't know. I hear LaPaglia.
Yeah, Anthony LaPaglia. So let's call him that then. He's 48 years old today. Kelly Lynch. I only bring her up because she, of course, was the doctor in Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Boy, was she the hottest doctor in the South.
Hottest doctor, worst movie.
Stitching up Patrick Swayze with no anesthesia whatsoever. Didn't need it.
No.
Because pain don't hurt.
Pain don't hurt.
That's right. She was also in Cocktail, by the way. Wow, she's made a career out of bad movies. Good for her. 48 years old today. Minnie Driver is 36 years old today. Portia de Rossi. One of our favorite lesbians. She's 34 years old today. And Justin Timberlake is bringing sexy back.
I'm bringing sexy back.
That's right. Clippers don't know how to act.
Laker
fans don't know how to act.
Whatever.
He's 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We've done a lot of call-in topics on this show, and we have learned that there is no topic that we can pick where somebody won't be able to call in and say, I have personal experience with that. No topic.
Well, until today.
Until today. We've thought, many different times we've thought, well, let's try it, but nobody's going to call, so we need a backup plan.
Right.
Because there's no possible way. People have faked their own death. We could have taken faked your own death calls all morning if we wanted to.
It was insane.
It was insane.
I'm not worried about today's topic, by the way, partly because a listener actually called that this happened to yesterday. So we know that it exists. We know that they're out there.
This is yesterday's Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. This is at the end of the show. We take just random phone calls, any topic. And a girl calls up and tells us this fantastic story.
This weekend, my friend and I caught her parents having a swinger orgy.
Yeah. Yay! Wow. So your friend and you went over to your friend's house?
Well, what happened is we were supposed to be out for the night at a party, and we were just going to stay there.
Right.
But it really sucked.
Right.
So we went back to her house around midnight, and we saw a light on, and we were like, well, that's weird. We walked into the living room, and her dad was with another lady, completely naked.
With another lady?
That was not my friend's mom.
Okay.
And then her mom was with another guy. And there were two other couples there, and one of the couples was actually one of our friend's moms.
Oh, my
God. That was spectacular.
Did your friend know that her parents did that?
No.
Did I have to ask, Allie, did they invite you guys in? I mean, did you guys join the party?
All right.
So that was the call yesterday.
Oh, my God.
She and her friend. And by the way, we've said this 1,000 times. If you're not supposed to be home, don't go home.
Yes, it is one of the rules of the Kevin B. Master Plan.
Only bad things can
tell you that.
Only bad things can happen.
I'm sorry, I thought that was just if you were married.
No, don't. If you get off work, early, drive around. You go home when you're supposed to go home. You don't want to know what's going on otherwise.
We are going to take your phone calls, of course. If you have been in a situation where you've come home or gone someplace where your parents were there, not just having sex with each other, but there was at least one other person involved in the room, okay?
Yes.
That's what we're looking for, is a threesome or better at 1-800-520-1067. And Lisa, since you didn't hear the call, she and her friend immediately excused themselves, ran to the friend's bedroom, and just stayed in there for an hour, making sure that everybody left the house
just
before they came back
in
out.
The room. Yeah.
So the parents did know that they saw them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the mom looked at her.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
The friend still hasn't gone home. The friend is still staying with the girl who called, still won't go home because she doesn't want to have that conversation with her parents about the swinging. Oh.
And this is the conversation that they would have.
Well, you see, when a man and a woman fall in love, the man puts his in the woman's
and when the woman has four in her the same time, then stands over the men and on them. Is that part of being in love, too? Five midgets spanking a man covered with Thousand Island dressing. Is that making love?
So that's the conversation that she didn't want to have. So you caught your parents in an orgy.
Well, I got to tell you, years and years ago, and I've told you this before, I went to a swingers party.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those people were married and had kids.
Right.
And would socialize, like have couples they'd had sex with over for barbecues.
With their kids and everything else.
With their kids and everything else. So it does make sense that at some point, a lot of those kids are going to...
I would think so, too.
...accidentally interrupt something.
That's why we say don't go home if you're not supposed to be home.
Yeah.
Or if you want to find that out, go home when you're not supposed to be home.
Oh, my God.
I can't... And then Bean started asking me about my parents, and I was thinking about... And then we started bringing Chief into it, and I was thinking, no way, I can't...
That ugly.
I can't... It's just, you can't picture your own parents having sex with each other, let alone... multiple partners.
Oh, my God.
How awesome was that? That's burned into those girls' eyes and brains for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
And if it were me, I would laugh every time I looked at my parents. I would. I would just, oh, Dad, I can't believe.
You know what I saw you doing?
With the other chick hanging from the chandelier. That was something.
1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Brian in Walnut. By the way, the phones are ringing, but there is room for you if you've walked in on your parents having at least a threesome or better. Let's see what Brian's situation was.
Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin Bean, longtime listener.
Thank you.
All the way since the Triple M days.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Hell yeah.
Now you are a longtime listener.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I was probably like 10 or 11. This is in the late 70s, and a lot of blow going around. All my parents' friends all had glass tables, and I didn't understand that.
Yeah, hey, how come your tables are all glass? I don't get it. What are the razor blades for?
Exactly. You know, that was the environment I grew up in.
Right.
We're at a friend's house, or at my mom and dad's friend's house. They always said, hey, when we're in the backyard in the jacuzzi, don't bother going out there. And like I said, I'm 10 or 11. I'm the only kid around because my parents...
Yeah, you can't say that. All right, go ahead.
And I decided I'm going to go out and see what they're doing, and they had an 8-foot fence built around the jacuzzi.
An 8-foot fence, like to block it off so no one could see?
Correct.
Okay.
So, you know, being a little kid and being, you know, I want to see what's going on. I looked through the cracks and...
Which
you know,
cracks?
you know, between the woods.
No, I got it.
And sure enough, I mean, they were swapping out and I was like,
oh,
that's weird.
When you're 10.
Yeah, and I was like, that's not my mom with my dad. That's Vicky. What the hell?
How long did you watch Vicky have sex with someone else, with your dad?
It was probably a good 10 seconds.
I would think you would just be stunned in and just frozen in time. I would think you would.
He was going to say 3.5 hours, Kevin.
I just don't think you'd be able to process it that quick, especially when you're 10.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever talk to them about it? Did they know you saw them?
In a roundabout way, because it was probably about 6 months later, and I remember I asked my mom, I brought it up. I said, hey, how come I can never go in the jacuzzi with you guys? Kind of feeling out for the answer, and she just kept on, it's adults, and we go out there, and, we do our thing, and, we smoke, and so I'm like, all right, whatever.
You saw what was going on in the hot tub. You don't want to get in that hot tub.
No, you don't.
Ever.
Not until you're putting on a spermicide suit.
That is not where you want to be. All right, awesome. Thank you, Brian. Well, there you go. We got a call.
Oh, my God.
And we have more.
I was wrong.
Let's go to Robert in Reseda. Good morning, Robert. Aw, I think Robert's lying. Yeah. He had to be lying.
What do you say?
Because it involved a midget.
It involves a midget. Come on, that's too good to be true.
Let's close with Jennifer then, because all Jennifers are hot, especially when they're calling from Huntington Beach, and this sounds like a good story.
All right, we might have to go to Michael too, though, because we got some good ones. I didn't think we'd get any, but Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. I will confirm the hot Jennifer is from Huntington Beach, though.
Okay.
God bless you.
Good enough?
So, I always thought my dad and my stepmother had something weird going on, because they would go to quote-unquote clubs on Saturday nights, and she'd come back with...
Was your stepmother younger than your dad by quite a bit?
Yes, about 10 years.
Okay.
And they're both very attractive. They're both very attractive people.
Mm-hmm.
So I always had this suspicion, and my grandmother lives with my dad, and he came to me one weekend and asked me if I could take my grandmother out for the weekend and have her spend the night, because he wanted to have a biker party.
Right.
So I'm like, sure, okay. And everything seemed really, really fishy. So me being the nosy person I am, about 11:30 at night on the Saturday that they were having this quote-unquote biker party, I go over to the house.
Nice.
Oh, Jennifer.
I kind of creep up the front door, and who do I see? All of them having sex on the floor is my dad, my stepmother, my real mother, and her husband.
What?
Wow.
Wait a minute. You mean your original parents had moved on to other people, and then the four of them were having sex?
Yes. And I knew my father and my stepmother, but I just had absolutely no idea about my mother.
Wow.
That's and almost incest.
Almost. Together, did you walk in and say, aha?
The thing is, I was, creeping around the door because I didn't want to, I don't want to walk into my dad having sex. That's just
no, of course.
Creepy.
Of course.
So, the way that the house is set up, I can open, you can open the door and walk in.
Right.
And the living room is, around the corner, so you can't really
see. I see, yeah. So, you made a lot of noise.
So, they really never knew that I was there, and they still don't.
You never said a word?
Can we call them?
I never said a word, and to this day, my mother still talks crap about my dad.
Can we call her? Can we call your mom?
Seriously, Jennifer.
She would literally probably kill me.
Yeah, but there's a lot of Jennifers in Huntington Beach. I mean, they're expendable for our show.
But they still, to this day, act like...
That's awesome.
They're okay together, but they act...
Well, they're better than okay together, my friend.
Oh, I can't believe you haven't called them on it.
Thank you, Jennifer. I know, I would have to say something.
Yeah, especially when one is bad-mouthing the other. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really, is that how you see it?
That's an awkward conversation. It's easy for us to say, but imagine having that conversation with your parents.
Michael in Paramount says he saw his parents having sex at a swingers club in Vegas.
Oh,
so he went to a swingers club. But
and his parents were there. Wow.
And Brian's lying. Brian in Los Angeles is lying.
It depends.
You're lying, Brian.
Depends on how old he was, how old they were.
Brian?
I was about 8, staying over at my grandmother's house.
Yes.
My grandmother, her husband number 3, and a bunch of their friends at the pool in the back of the house. They had to get the pool in the back.
It was your grandparents, though, not your parents.
No, grandparents.
How old were they, do you think?
My grandmother at the time was mid-50s.
You go, girl.
Third husband. She's a goer.
You walked in on your grand... Did they see you?
Well, it's one of those things where you're about, you stay with your grandparents. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
of course.
We got that
part.
Wait, hold on. That's a wild concept. You stay at your grandparents?
That's not the part we're having trouble with. We're talking about the sex part.
Yeah, you're supposed to be sleeping, and you wake up and you go out, and you're like, oh, where the hell is everybody? And
yeah.
Bam.
Wow.
And there they are.
That, you can never get that out of your head. You can't flush that out of your memory, no matter how hard you try.
And here he is all these years later, man, on the phone. Telling us about it. I mean, he still remembers it like it was last night.
Wait a minute. You stayed at your grandparents' house? Is that what you're saying? Do you guys get the China New Express newspaper like I do?
No.
I try to keep up with the weekly, but I don't get the daily.
I don't subscribe to that.
A 39-year-old man from Zhuhai, China. It says, named Liu Li, I don't know how you say his name, married himself, had a wedding ceremony where he married himself.
No kidding.
He was the bride and groom.
And people came to the wedding?
Hundreds.
Really?
Yes. So we had Lightning try and line the guy up, and I think we have him, is this Liu Li?
What's wrong with you, round eye?
What?
It's so easy to say my name. You can't get it right.
Liu Yi.
Liu Yi.
Okay.
All right. Liu Yi. Oh, we got to go now.
Okay, I can remember it that way.
Oh, Liu Yi.
Is self-marriage legal in China?
Liu Yi.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Louie, I got it.
Louie.
All right. I'm sorry, Louie.
I think the question was, you can really legally marry yourself in your country?
I did. I married myself. Now I am my own husband and wife.
Have you been married before?
No, my first marriage. And I couldn't be happier with myself.
Is that right?
If but I had known it'd be this good, I would have gotten married a long time ago.
But Lou, I don't understand what the advantage is to marrying yourself. I mean, if you were living by yourself before, even if you marry yourself, you're still living by yourself. What's changed?
No, now I have a commitment to myself. I know that I can't just walk out the door and leave me when things get rough.
Right.
Now I know we're going to be together. We are saying we'll make a statement to the world. We love me.
Uh-huh.
And I will stay together and through the hard times.
How do you get hundreds of people to come see this wedding?
Well, I invited many people come witness their magical love event of marriage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I invite about 50 people.
Right.
But they all brought their significant others, which is themselves, so it counts as two.
I see. Okay, I got you.
Okay. So if my friend is dating himself, I say that's two people.
I see.
Him and a guest, which is him.
In China, are you allowed to have sex with yourself before marriage?
I chose not to. I wanted to wait.
Okay.
To make it more special.
Okay.
And on the wedding night, I was a little upset because I tried to take myself in the butt.
Oh, really?
That's
fun. Like, what kind of guy do I think I am? I was very insulted. But we worked it out and everything okay now.
That's a regular part of your sex life?
No.
No,
I draw the line there.
Okay. It says in the newspaper article that you exchanged vows with a life-size foam cutout of yourself.
Yes, just so I had some place to look, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't have a mirror handy. So I got me next to me. And I'd talk to me, and then I would say things back to me.
And how did the foam cutout talk?
Well, he didn't talk so much because he was a foam cutout.
Okay.
Right. I did most of the talking.
Trying to figure out how this works.
Are you an moron?
That's a good question.
I'm not the guy who married myself.
I have no idea how wonderful it is to be married to self. I'll tell you, although I think I've changed a little bit since we got married.
Really?
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I'm not as romantic as I once was before we got married.
Oh, that's sad when that happens.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Would it kill me to bring me some flowers once in a while? Would it be wrong for me to ask me to pay me some attention when I come home from the end of the day at work and I find myself there?
You should just know that you need the attention. You shouldn't have to ask.
I mean, why do I have to ask twice for me to take the garbage out all the time?
Right.
Why can't I participate in a household? Why do I have to do everything?
A lot of trouble.
I never kick in and help at all.
Oh, that's sad. That's really sad.
I tell you, I'm not all I'm cracked up to be.
K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. What's going on?
What's
Ralph, what's this all about, dude?
I just wish Lisa could have had...
What?
More jury duty one more day.
Really? Is this going
to
just...
So she wouldn't have been here today, and I wouldn't have to break the news to her. I wish this duty fell to someone else.
I'll do it.
Mike, get over there and get ready to hold Lisa in case she needs it.
Nice. What?
Tie her hands behind her back first.
I don't know how she's going to react. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. We should get her another pot brownie or something to help her.
That didn't help me, as it turned out.
That's true. It'll make even worse. But the network, the CW...
Yes?
...has just announced... that Reba has been canceled.
No! Oh, no. Say it ain't so, Joe.
That's bullshit.
Reba will end its six-season run next month.
Six? That's all? Six seasons?
That's all we got was 6 years with Reba.
My question is, that show is still on? Really?
Yes.
I'm not kidding. I'm not saying that to be a to make a joke. Reba is still on?
Not only is it still on, Kevin, but it is the highest-rated comedy on the CW.
And what? Yet they canceled it.
Second only to the Seventh Heaven show on CW.
How could they cancel it with those great ratings?
That's what they're kind of asking. Reba McEntire and the rest of the cast and crew is like, we're doing better than almost every other show you have. Why are you canceling us?
Those of you that don't recognize the name, she's an old country music singer, right?
Right.
Yeah, former.
Superstar.
Well, she still
former.
Sings.
Former. Okay.
Yeah. But you know,
a bad sitcom.
I will tell
right.
you what happened is they didn't put me back on the
not
show.
Not enough Lisa. That's what it was. Yeah.
Lisa was
that's
on the show one time.
Yeah.
And
the ratings were amazing.
Spiked.
Through
there was
the
a
roof.
Spike when Lisa
yeah.
showed
well,
up.
Well, that just the power of Lisa's one performance kept it going strong for another couple of years, but they clearly didn't have her back on for a refresher.
Yeah. Wow, that is
you played wedding audience member
was,
two, weren't
I
you?
I was, yes.
Oh, unforgettable is yeah. that verse.
You remember what your line was? I can't remember.
I do.
What was your line?
Talk about the ex-wife not being able to let go.
See? Boom. That's what they needed more of on Reba.
No kidding.
Good read, too.
I had to think about it.
I had
to get back
doing
into
over
the
there.
Moment.
What, they, over there at the qua.
What are they thinking?
The qua doesn't know what
that's
doing.
No one calls it the qua, Ralph.
All the hipsters
that's
call it the
what
qua,
Bean
Kevin.
Says.
I heard that in a podcast. That all the hipsters call the CW the qua.
Paparazzi are very far away.
Oh, there they are. Wow.
Step forward. Don't be timid.
Paris Hilton is suing ParisExposed.com. You've heard us talk about this website. This is where they're viewing all the pictures, home videos, diary entries, abortion receipts, you name it. All the stuff that was located in a storage facility and wasn't paid for 2 years. Someone came along and bought the entire contents for $2,775. And now they've put it all up on the internet for us to take a look at.
We talked to Harvey about this yesterday, Ralph. The person who originally bought it for a couple of $1,000s then turned around and sold it for what is estimated to be up to $10 million. Those are the people who are now trying to figure out a way to recoup their money with what they spent on it.
That was right here. It's my next part of the story, talking about the profit that was made
Dude.
By the people who originally bought it.
But not by Paris.
$10 million it was paid for by someone named Bardia Persa.
Oh, my God.
Paris alleges in her lawsuit, a federal lawsuit, that by the fact that amongst the items in that storage container were a passport, credit card receipts, lots of stuff that she feels could be used to invade her privacy or even steal her identity.
Right.
And so she said there's also copyright registration issues because the writings are her belongings. She's written them, and she said she's got several different grounds for them to cease and desist. So we'll wait and see what happens.
Is she shown doing
the act that dare not speak its name?
I've seen a few clips of videos. I know she uses the N-word a couple times. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
She talks about butt sex for cocaine, which is pretty
yes.
strong.
Yeah. She doesn't like to wear a top much.
No, she doesn't.
Tell
no.
you that right now.
So there's a lot going on there. Brandy, speaking of legal action, has been sued for $50 million by the parents of the woman who was killed in a freeway crash that was allegedly started by the singer-actress. It's a wrongful death suit. And according to TV's The Insider, it claims Brandy was recklessly driving her Land Rover when it plowed into the back of a Honda driven by Awatef Abudahaj.
Adewale Akinoye Agbaje.
No, not
exactly.
Mr. Echo.
Who later died in a Los Angeles hospital. The city's attorney's office is reviewing the case and looks like they're going to charge Brandy with misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter. Mm. But the parents of this woman want $50 million from Brandy.
Seems like the words misdemeanor and manslaughter should not be in the same phrase.
It does. You know, I saw this report on The Insider, Ralph, and it won't surprise you that they are suggesting somehow the world's fattest man got in the lanes, and that's what Brandy was trying to avoid, and that's why she lost control of the car.
Apparently, the two anorexic twins from Australia were standing on the freeway. Brandy thought they were sign poles.
Yeah.
That show is a medical oddity show. That must have been a really out-of-place story to have a Brandy story.
Why do they spell manslaughter man's laughter? It always cracks me up.
Man's laughter.
That's how it's spelled.
Yeah.
You read it. Vehicular manslaughter. That'd be much more fun if it was manslaughter.
Yes, it would.
But it isn't in this particular case. Screech is an a-hole, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
True.
We'll agree on that?
True. Was that proven that his whole thing about the losing the house was false?
I believe it was.
Or was that just...
I believe it. They realized he was not in danger of losing the house.
Okay.
He was just
well, we got taken then.
Looking for publicity and to sell some T-shirts.
Jeez.
Well, things are going from bad for worse for Dustin Diamond. star of Saved by the Smell. Remember his sex videotape where he performed the Dirty Sanchez?
That's right. Yeah. Beat that! He was yelling at the camera to one of his friends.
Dustin Diamond has been quarantined from the rest of the cast members of the Celebrity Fit Club.
Quarantine?
After fighting with fellow contestants. Apparently, Dustin got into a very public fight with former American Idol contestant Kimberly Locke, which caused her and 80s pop singer Tiffany to walk off the set.
Wow. Things are going on at the Celebrity Fit Club. I didn't know that.
I can't wait to watch this season. When's it start airing?
Do they live in a house, Ralph? Is that the thing?
I don't think so. I think they all go away and they just try to lose weight, then they come back for the weigh-ins, and they do, not the weigh-ins, like Marlon.
The weigh-ins.
Weigh-ins run it?
But they do workouts together and that kind of stuff. Then they go away for a week, and they come back, and they get weighed again. But apparently...
Was he throwing blows?
Well, after the women walked off the program, producers had to halt the production and send the whole cast and crew home. And during... It was apparently just a heated argument. Okay. There was no actual physical fighting. But during the argument, Dustin Diamond allegedly said, "Screw Kimberly Locke. I'm going to make a dildo of my blank and blank her with it."
Oh my God.
And she took offense to that.
How could he have meant that poorly in a bad way?
So apparently they've decided to exile Screech from the other cast members. And an on-set source has said that he will not participate in the challenges and will have a private weigh-in.
So they're going to do two separate shows, one for him and one for everybody else.
Pretty much.
This is the host of the show.
Isn't that insane? Was that not crazy?
There's only three more tape days left over the next 30 days to do the show, so it was too late to replace the guy, so they're just going to try to work it around him and shoot him separately. I hope they include the dildo part.
Yes.
That's what I want to see, the famous dildo episode of Celebrity Fit Club.
We'll be talking about it for years. They don't put that in.
Who?
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols, 51 years old today. His modern-day equivalent, Justin Timberlake, turns 26 years old today.
Easy.
Portia de Rossi, one of our favorite actresses.
For more than one reason, no, sir. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
She is a terrific actress in addition to being very beautiful.
I don't know. She's 34 years old today. Minnie Driver turns 36. Mike, tell us that story about Minnie Driver, will you?
No, don't think we can tell that on the air.
No?
In fact, I am... Thank you.
Come on. No wonder your behind is bleeding.
Share the story with Minnie Driver.
Nope,
can't
sure?
do that.
No, can't. Definitely can't.
Sworn to secrecy.
These kids, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, we don't.
Kelly Lynch from Cocktail and from Roadhouse. That's all you need. That's a career right there, those two films.
Yep.
She can retire.
Cocktail and Roadhouse.
She's 48 years old today. Anthony LaPaglia from Without a Trace turns 48. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Give me the big music. Pump me up. We're very excited to welcome our guest from WWE Raw, of course. This is a guy that has really blown up in the last few months. You can't go anywhere without hearing about the wrestler John Cena, and now you can see him at home on DVD, The Marine, in stores everywhere as of yesterday. John Cena on the Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous K-Rock. Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, it's good to talk to you. I'm right about that, man. Doesn't it seem like, I know you're a guy who's been working a long time, but this last couple of months, you have just blown up to become a household name. It's like things are getting crazy for you.
Well, I think that's a lot of right things happening at once. I think it's a lot of good fortune. Obviously, when you go outside of our realm, I mean, WWE is a global entertainment phenomenon, but we do have our fan base. I think when you get an opportunity to do like a feature film, I had an opportunity obviously to do a commercial spot or a few commercial spots for Subway. So when you go outside of our fan base, that's when it starts becoming, oh man, that's that guy. That's the guy, you know.
That's that guy.
Flicking through the channels and seeing them on Monday night, but now when you go to the theaters or pick up the Marine DVD, it's basically just you're getting to a lot more viewers. So
as
you get to more viewers, it starts a little bit more of a buzz.
I wish I was the doctor of thugonomics. I have to be honest.
That PhD in thugonomics.
I wish that was me.
I thought for a second I might want to drop out of school, but I'm glad I did.
Tell me about Kevin Federline and your thing. How did that come about? And did they force that on you?
Well, it was one of those things where, I mean, a lot of times WWE just lives for the right to entertain, I guess.
Yeah.
Kevin Federline, I guess, really wanted to be involved in our program. He really thought he could be a wrestler.
No, he didn't.
So he threw him in there against me, and I
body slammed.
Really showed him that he couldn't be.
Yeah. The only thing I wish is you had done more damage.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those deals where. Sometimes it only takes one good one. You know?
I got you.
Is it a plot line that you enjoyed? Was it fun for you to go through that, or was it really...
Because
it was.
Honestly, being out there with him in the moments that we shared together, you could feel the genuine hate from our audience. There's no substitute for raw emotion. And I love being out there in front of 16,000, in front of 20,000, and in front of a crowd like 70,000 at WrestleMania on April 1st. But feeling that energy, there's no substitute for it. And these people hated him.
I know. We played that clip over and over again when he came out and started yelling, and everybody was like, boo!
My guy, he gets out in front of a sold-out Staples in L.A. He's like, y'all want to hear me rap? You should have heard.
Oh, we heard.
Does he get it? Does he get that they're booing him because they hate him?
But I honestly will say this. As much as America really loves to hate this guy, he got it. Like, he really did get it.
No, he didn't, John.
And I don't think they're going to like me. He didn't.
Really?
At one time, he did not try to say, really, guys, come on, cut me a break. When the people hated him, it was like throwing gas on a fire. He really thrived off of the hate. And for us, he made some entertaining TV, and, you know, he got me a chance to kick the crap out of him, which is something everybody in America wanted to do.
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, that's true. You were definitely speaking for all Americans when you were up there. It's just a shame you didn't do more damage, like Kevin said. I know they have rules about stuff like that.
Sometimes it only takes one good one, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
Exactly. John Cena's on the line. Of course, WWE Raw airs Monday nights at 9 on USA. He mentioned The Marine, which is out on DVD now. This was your first movie, right, John?
Yeah, this is the first movie, and it was actually shot in 2004. So you actually get to see some clips from me way back, an unrated, uncut version. We were filming a PG-13 movie, and it really is hard to make that cut nowadays, especially with an action film. So with the unrated, uncut DVD, you get a lot more action. You get a lot. Some of the fight scenes are extended. You get a lot more of that. You get some behind the scenes stuff. I actually trained at Paris Island with the Marines, and we premiered the movie at Camp Pendleton.
No kidding.
Get a lot of footage of me and Marine bases interacting with Marines, which is wonderful. Just some other stuff is thrown in there, but it's going to be a fun movie to watch. So I hope everybody goes out and picks up the DVD.
Some of these people who, you know, from the wrestling world who get into acting, you know, guys like The Rock, who obviously have blown up to be a superstar. I mean, they kind of started off with small roles, but you went for it. I mean, you're starring in your first movie, you're the star of. That's daunting.
Once again, opportunity knocking. Vince McMahon, our boss, is not afraid to try some crazy stuff, and he really wants to extend the WWE brand into filmmaking, because we do have stars that are capable of making that crossover, like The Rock, like Stone Cold Steve Austin. So he comes up with the WWE Films brand. And, you know, he asked me if I wouldn't mind doing a movie. And, what the hell am I going to say? Of course,
I'd rather not. Is it a starring role? No, thanks.
Hey, John, do you look at it as good for the fighting industry to have something like UFC around? Or do you look at them as competition and wish they didn't exist?
No, not at all. I think it is good for the entertainment industry as a whole. You can't just have vanilla ice cream, and WWE is a global entertainment phenomenon, like I said, but UFC is just a different way of putting that forward. I'm glad anytime you can get anybody talking about that form of sports entertainment, I think it's fantastic. I love what UFC is doing. I think they get a lot of people interested in that genre of fighting, and I'm really glad that they're around.
All right, WWE Raw, again, Mondays at 9 o'clock on USA, and the Marine DVD out now.
Great.
So
thank
pick
you
it
guys
up.
So much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it.
Take it easy.
Bye now.
So, Ralph, what'd you think last night?
Oh, it just gets better every week. Last night on American Idol, they had more of the fantastic auditions.
This is the only part I like.
This time from Birmingham, Alabama.
The bad people.
They went down there because that's where Taylor Hicks was from, and Ruben Studdard and Bo Bice. A lot of contestants have come out of the South, of course, and they went down to Alabama to see what the talent pool was like. And I'll tell you, that's a different world down there in the South.
It is, yeah.
There's America, and then you've got the South. That's how it breaks down, because that's a different breed of cat living down there.
That's how they wanted it anyway.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe we should have let them. Succeed when we had the chance. Anyway, I was very impressed by a young lady named Erica. You know, there's some of these women you look at, and she was really sporty and really a pretty blonde girl. Yeah.
Right.
And you say, God, I hope she can sing, because I want to see her throughout the rest of the competition.
Sure.
I want her to stick around. Erica did not live up to her looks. Her face was running a check her voice couldn't cash.
Oh.
Put it that way. But if nothing else, she had commitment, and she had confidence. And I love the people who decide once they say, no, you're not going,
say, I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to just keep singing.
Yeah.
Whether you tell me to leave or not, I will not be deterred.
So they won't even walk out of the room.
Well, she was hell bent on singing a second song.
Okay.
And she was not going to take no for an answer.
Erica, you are an absolutely hopeless singer.
Okay, well then, can I try one more song?
No,
Dixie
no, that's
Cheeks.
It.
Erica,
hug your friend.
Erica, please.
This ain't nothing but a heartbreak town.
She's not going to stop for anyone at any time.
They need paint guns, paintball guns.
And I'm thinking, does she really think, yes, they're going to change their mind.
On the third song.
Now they're screaming at me and angry with me by the time I get through this song. They're going to say, you were right. We were so wrong. You're absolutely 100% going to Hollywood. I mean, what's the mentality there? Then came Margaret. Margaret was pushing 400 pounds.
Wow. Mm.
An African-American lady who was wearing a bright yellow feathered coat.
Wow.
And had a feathered hat. Looked like Big Bird, basically, is what she looked like.
Wow.
And wearing tight spandex pants.
Oh.
With the giant belly that hangs over.
So she's got the look for a star.
Exactly. Yeah. And the good thing was she said she was 26. I was guessing maybe she was a few years older than 26.
Yeah.
But they said, what's the hell? Let's have her sing anyway.
You sing about shining bright.
So Randy's trying to help her out, give her a little bass line.
Oh, that's what that was.
I
heard
it.
He was
snapping. Clapping.
He was trying to help her out. She was horrible.
Yeah.
And once they decided she wasn't going to Hollywood, Simon decided he wanted to get to the bottom of things.
The singing was atrocious. Yes. You're not going to go through to the next round, but you might as well own up. How old are you?
33.
Going to ask again. Mm-hmm. How old are you?
Yeah.
I'm 50.
Oh, thank you.
And Drunk Paul is like, you are amazing. I mean, what's amazing about some sad old fat woman trying out for American Idol?
Oh, I thought she was talking to Simon about knowing.
No, she's talking about Margaret.
Oh, well.
You are amazing. And by amazing, you mean pathetic?
Wow.
Yeah, it's funny because the cutoff is what this year?
27.
I think it's
27.
50.
She's 50. So she says she's 26 and she's 50. It looked it too, by
50.
The way.
It looked every bit of it when she walked in the room.
I want whatever Paula's not taking.
Paula wasn't there for the second half of the show, by the way.
Oh, really?
Because they said she had a family emergency to deal with. But I think she got so hammered or high or whatever she was on that they had to cart her off.
Awesome.
So it just ended up being the two guys by the end of the show. Then we met Jamie Lynn. Jamie Lynn is 16 years old.
Right.
And I'll tell you.
Keeping in mind, she's 16.
You got to ring the bike bell for Jamie
Lynn.
The bike
bell,
But she was freaking diabolical. If you met her in a bar, and you would never in a million years, first of all, think she was 16 years old. Most
what
banging
she like?
Body.
Early
20s? Definitely early 20s.
Right.
She was a stunner. And another one, I was thinking, oh, please sing. Please be able to sing. But I thought this was fascinating because you realize you are in Alabama.
Right.
When you hear the story of her life.
Okay.
And more importantly, I think you realize that Jamie Lynn has a poor grasp of the phrase, it's okay. The concept of things being okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'll understand once you hear her life story.
Tell me something interesting about you.
I live with my grandma. And my daddy's paralyzed.
Oh, I'm
like,
sorry.
Hair down. He shot himself. Like, right here. But it's okay.
Why? What of...
His wife was cheating on him, which was my stepmama, and he caught her in the act. And it wasn't the first time, so, like, he shot her and he shot himself. And now I live with my grandma to help take care of it. It's okay.
It's not okay!
Oh, my God!
None of that is okay. Close to being okay.
He shot himself.
Shot her and then shot himself. It's okay.
In the neck.
So okay. He's paralyzed, and I take care of him with my grandma. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's far from being okay.
But, Ralph,
you only get those stories in Alabama, by the way.
Wow.
He caught her in the act. Wasn't the first time, so he shot her and shot himself, and grandma's helping him. It's okay.
It's okay.
Ralph, I know how you are, and even if you met her in a bar and she was as hot as she is, once she opened her mouth, that would be a deal breaker for you. You would never, ever date her.
No.
Couldn't be more wrong. Not with that accent.
Could not be more wrong. I love the Southern accent on girls.
Well, that's right. You do. You love English.
Love it.
And you love Southern.
Guys, they just sound like redneck idiots, but on girls, I think it's just charming.
It's okay.
Anyway, she could sing, so they put her through, so we get to see her in her cans next week.
Yes. Maybe she can tell us more of her story.
Yeah, it's okay.
Maybe they'll wheel her dad in so he can watch.
Oh, now, Lisa, you've gone too far.
She's not bothered by anything.
Jury duty has hardened you. Then we met Chris Sly. Chris looks like the old Jack Osborne. Big,
the fat one?
Fat guy with
puffy,
a giant Caucasian afro.
Oh, I love Caucasian afros.
And was good not band. A good-looking fella. Looks sort of like a really heavier set Jack Black from Nacho Libre, right. You know, with that curly hair kind of thing going on. Not a good look. But I'll tell you, great sense of humor. And he had the best answer for why do you want to be American Idol I've ever heard.
Why are you here, man?
I really want to make David Hasselhoff cry.
What?
I don't get that. Why? What do you mean make David Hasselhoff cry?
Well, when Taylor won this last year, they went to this scene of David Hasselhoff and a little tear rolled down his cheek. Oh, it was classic. Okay. It kind of touched me right here.
Yeah.
That guy's funny. Hasselhoff.
Very funny guy.
Wow.
And you look at him and say, poor bastard. He's funny. He's got a great personality. He's not going to be able to sing. It's a shame that a guy like him couldn't get through. And then
he just showed up for the laughs, right?
He opens his mouth doing a Kiss from a Rose, the Seal song.
Mm-hmm.
I was blown away.
Now I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Oh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah.
So he's going through.
Wow.
He's going to be in Hollywood.
Is there
going
to be a major makeover in his future?
I think they're going to have to put him on the treadmill and give him a haircut.
I don't watch the show. I don't like it. But that seems like all the ugly ones, they get them in there and they get stylists and they change everything.
Well, they said that Taylor Hicks was too gray hair and everything,
and he
looked too old. He'd never make it, and he won. Ruben Studdard, they said, was way too fat. He never made it. So maybe this guy doesn't cut a shot. He's got the personality and the talent, that's for sure.
Yeah,
so
no kidding.
We'll have to wait and see. Then came Lakia. Lakia is her name.
Okay.
And here's the thing. You're cursing yourself when you go to American Idol if you stand in front of the judges and say, I'm the total package.
Yeah, of course.
The minute that phrase comes out of your mouth, oh, I'm the total package. I've got the look, I've got the voice, I've got everything you're looking for. I'm the total package.
Yeah.
Boom. You know that person's going to be axed. And sure enough, Lakia said that.
I auditioned because I feel as though I have what it takes to be the next American Idol.
Which is?
The total package, the look, the voice. Everything that you all are looking for.
Yeah. She didn't have the look. I knew that much.
Yeah.
Let's see if she has the voice or not.
Love can make you do some crazy things, and I turned around and you're standing here.
Oh, that's just painful.
It's like a car alarm.
Oh, brutal.
God's name was that noise.
On a blackboard.
Where was that coming from?
Her mouth? Hell. The bowels of hell. That's where that sound came from.
Wow.
She was not the total package.
No.
Not so much, no.
Then Brandy showed up. Brandy was in her 20s, heavy set. She also believed she had everything going on. She was going to be the next American Idol. In fact, she said when she walked in and sang for the judges, they would say, where have you been? And I was thinking, they're going to say, where did you come from? That's the question they're going to ask. Here's her version of Madonna's Like a Virgin.
You're so fine, and you're mine. I'll be yours till the end of time, because you make me feel shiny and new.
Needless to say, they don't like her singing.
No.
And they tell her she's not coming. And she's one of those who just doesn't take no for an answer.
Yes.
Well, it's your loss. You don't know what you're missing out on.
It's just your opinion.
You're going to be sorry when I'm a star, that kind of thing. But she had the best excuse for maybe why she didn't sound so good I've ever heard in the 6 seasons of the show.
Well, I think you're wrong.
Brandy, honestly, I like you. But on this, I am so right, I cannot tell you.
Maybe it's the floor or something.
Could be the floor.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, fix the singing.
What?
She was standing on a parquet wood floor with carpeting around it. So she thought maybe it was standing on the floor.
Maybe it's the floor.
That's why she didn't sound good.
How does that come to her mind, even?
That's the lamest excuse I've ever heard. But they did let her sing on the carpet to see if there'd be a difference. And there wasn't.
Hard to believe.
So the floor excuse, I think, now has been
exhausted.
And no one else will be able to use the floor.
All right.
Yeah. So tonight, it's another episode of
Is it all bad?
I think it's all bad again.
Okay,
I believe it's San Antonio, Texas tonight. And then Hollywood,
the Rose Bowl. They have auditions next week, and then I think they start the actual competition.
And that's what we're not going to cover.
Oh, come on, every week.
The show blows.
I want to see Jamie Lynn.
Okay. It's okay. It's my daddy shot himself in the neck.
He's paralyzed from here down.
It's okay.
We're like little kids on Christmas Eve trying to sleep, knowing what's coming up, because Stacey Keibler is supposed to be here in about 15 minutes in the studios of the world famous K-Rock. And I got to tell you, this is a lifelong dream since I was a little kid, is to have Stacey Keibler on the show.
Since you were a kid?
Really?
Since I was a little kid, yeah. Hmm. She really is very nearly the perfect woman. I'm very excited. I may have to go to Starbucks with Mike, to tell you the truth. You may not be able to trust me to be in the room with Stacey Keibler.
Well, that's usually the case.
Because I love her so.
Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO is the phone number. You can leave a message about anything. Lisa May was talking last week about getting something called the G-Shot, which is what it sounds like.
Yes.
It makes the G-Spot more
bigger.
Sensitive.
Yeah.
And this listener sees a bit of a tie-in with earlier this week.
Come on, you guys. We're all grown up here. Tell the truth about Lisa May. We know she got her G-spot shot, and she's spending the rest of the next 2 months breaking it in until that bad boy wears down.
So not jury duty.
Jury duty is what she said.
I didn't get my shot yet.
Apparently, that wasn't the only listener that came to a conclusion.
Hey, don't think I haven't noticed that Stryker and Lisa May are off at the same time. I guess Lisa May's getting a little tail, if you know what I'll shave.
If I had the G-shot, the tail might work.
It is funny with Stryker. I never thought about that. If you're getting a little tail with Stryker, you're getting a little tail with Stryker.
Stryker has a tail!
Tail.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure this one is for Psycho Mike.
You know how I know you're gay? Because your dog Lola has a MySpace.
Whatever. Good point.
Yeah, that is true.
Hey, I just got flipped off by some dude with the license plate that said, "What would Jesus do?"
Probably not that. Tyra Banks is a wonder. She's a wonder. She used to be a supermodel. Then she opened her mouth and she started doing her TV show. And then we all started hating her, except for B.
Yeah.
And now she's fighting the idea that maybe she's fat. Because I guess a couple of months ago they took some pictures. She was a little heavier than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Tyra Banks is both stupid and fat.
Well, she did, as soon as she retired from the Victoria's Secret catwalk, she did take advantage of that to gain 30 pounds, which is a lot for anyone to gain, even somebody of her weight, I mean, in a year, and it is noticeable. She definitely does not, she's not at her fighting weight anymore, that's for sure, and she can't really be surprised when people point that out.
I would like to also thank the male cheerleaders for calling in.
Yeah, I have a message for Tyra Banks. U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly, you ugly.
You know the ugly, ridiculous noise that comes from the back of the room every time we mention that guy's name from 30 Seconds to Mars?
Who? Yeah.
Who?
Sure.
Who?
Hey, Psycho Mike, I finally rented Requiem for a Dream starring the illustrious Jared Leto, and all I have to say is...
She didn't really sell that one, did she?
No.
She didn't really sell that one at all. Yesterday we were talking, Lisa, you may have missed this because you had jury duty.
Yes.
That Bean is going to start podcasting.
What?
Bean's pod, no one gives a f***. Pod.
I like it. That's going to be my theme song on my podcast.
We had listeners calling. They want us to put up some ringtones. For some reason, we're unable to do it, but we're going to put up MP3 files so people can just figure out a way to do it themselves.
Yeah.
This is one that people are requesting.
Sorry.
Bean sneeze. Then there's this.
That's bullshit.
And then there's this.
I think we need to make Lightning's Frankie Goes to Hollywood a ringtone.
Oh, so your phone rings, you hear this.
Hey, ladies and gents, way in the back of the house, come on over here. It's me, Lightning, from the world famous K-Rock. I want to say thank you very much for coming out to Longshot Sports Bar here in Hollywood Park. Bring all your friends out, bring your dollar beers, bring your hot dogs, whatever you're going to do, munch, get a good spot right here. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. Give it up for Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
I just hate everything about you.
It's not my fault.
I hate you.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Mark, so you're starting tonight, and are you a permanent permanently on the show?
Yes.
Hey, tell. Right. By the way, if you see Botchko, tell him that we're so over there is not anymore, right?
That was a moment with Kevin.
That's like a half hour all edited down.
It's really not. It's live tape that happened.
That's bullshit.
From your brain to your mouth. That's how the words came out.
Guys, Stacey Keeler's heading out to the parking lot. She's going to leave now that she's heard that.
Well,
so let's not play that anymore. It's 7:58 KRQFM passing Los Angeles. Time now for the world's shortest showbiz report. Here's Ralph.
Saved by the Smell star Dustin Diamond. Saved by the Smell, by the way, was the name of his celebrity porn tape.
Yeah, that was
made
ugly.
With two young ladies that involved an act known as the Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah.
Look it up on the internet if you don't know what it is.
Don't look it up if you don't want to know. It's not.
He was also on a show called Saved by the Bell.
Right.
And now he's on a show called Celebrity Fit Club. What's that, VH1? Is that who carries that?
I think so.
I believe so. Anyway, he's had to be quarantined from the rest of the cast on the show. Not because he has an infectious illness, but because he got into a major fight with Kimberly Locke, former American Idol contestant who's also on the show. And that caused her and 80s pop singer Tiffany to walk off the show. So producers, the only way to get the two girls back was to say, okay, we will separate him from the rest of the cast. No one will have to deal with him. Apparently, it all stemmed from a heated argument in which Dustin Diamond allegedly said, screw Kimberly Locke. I'm going to make a dildo out of my blank and blank her with it.
Okay.
That's charming.
He is charming. Apparently, the two girls gave a him or us ultimatum, and the producer said, all right, we'll just shoot his stuff separately, his weigh-ins and his challenges and all that stuff, and we'll just finish the show with him being separated from the rest of the gang.
Well, that sounds like a bad show.
What? And this guy bitches he doesn't have a career. If you can't get along well enough to pull off Celebrity Fat Club or whatever the hell it is.
I think it's Fat Club.
What do you expect? You expect anyone to hire you? And you just have to shut up and lose weight? That's all you have to do on that show.
How long will it take us as a society to understand we just need to...
we got to give up on Screech.
Send him to Cuba or something.
Yeah. We need to be Screechless.
Speaking have a Screechectomy.
Speaking of celebrity porn stars, here's a celebrity porn on the internet that you don't want to see.
I never thought
I'd find such a thing.
Celebrity even porn you don't want to see.
Even the freakish ones, I usually want to tune in.
Yeah.
According to MSNBC, currently on the internet, there is a celebrity porn film of Clay Aiken.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
No.
His fans are claiming it's an imposter.
To which I respond,
who the hell would want to impersonate Clay Aiken?
Yeah, that's a good move.
So, no word from Clay's camp, but I'm sure it involves chaps.
Oh, no.
And perhaps a new copy of Justin Timberlake's CD.
That isn't good for you.
No, it's not.
We have the King of Mexico, who, as you know, can find anything on the internet if it's out there. He's currently working on that to look for the clay pictures for you, Ralph.
What if Ryan Seacrest is in it?
Oh! Wouldn't doubt it.
Last night on American Idol, Ryan Seacrest was interviewing a girl with very long hair.
Uh-huh.
And he said, what are you hair for?
What are you hair for?
Yeah.
On purpose?
It's good to have you hair.
Oh, he was being funny?
Every time the word hair would be used, he put hair into it.
Wow.
That's what keeps him at the top, Kevin.
How does he do that?
That kind of comedy. It's that wit.
Does he have writers?
Oh, he doesn't need writers. Wow. That comes off the top of his head. So why are you hair?
No! That's it!
Well, we're glad you could be hair.
W-O-W.
Wow. Hair's hoping you get through to Hollywood.
Oh.
You're dead to me.
My mouth was agape.
Should have been.
Oh!
Shut up.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
And lastly, Nicole Kidman is mad at her husband, Keith Urban.
Now what?
According to Star Magazine, now that Keith's out of rehab, he wants to hit the road to promote his new CD that was released while he was still at the Betty Ford Center.
Right. Sure.
Nicole says now that he's out, she wants to take a second honeymoon. She wants him to take some time off from his career so they can bond again. He's just desperate to get back to work. What more does she want from him? He stopped drinking for her. That's the most any man can do.
She wants him to spend time with her
now
too?
Now she's demanding his time.
Bits.
When will she be happy?
That's just too
when much. He's just a sober guy with his career in shambles. And she goes off to make another zombie movie. She's a demanding woman, that Nicole.
Yes, she is.
That's why we didn't work out.
She wants it all. You were with her?
Yeah, I don't publicize it, but we had a thing for
how long?
About 7 inches. Hey. I'm sorry, are we talking about something else?
Yeah, I don't know what we're talking about.
Today's celebrity birthday is Johnny Rotten, singer for the Sex Pistols, 51 years old today. Who thought he'd live to see 51?
Nobody.
No kidding. I lost the bet. I took the under. Anthony LaPaglia, without a trace, he turns 48 years old, as does Kelly Lynch, star of two of the greatest movies ever, Cocktail and Roadhouse. They go hand in hand. That's a double feature, by the way, if you ever have some time. Minnie Driver is 36 years old today. Portia de Rossi from Arrested Development. Also, she's currently somebody's girlfriend. Who's she dating? Ellen DeGeneres, right?
Is she
still? Yeah, they're together.
Yeah, 34 years old today. And Justin Timberlake. We have him to thank for bringing sexy back, by the way. Thank you, Justin. He's 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Seriously, how many different ways would I kill my wife to get to Stacey Keibler? I'm sitting here thinking of, like, all of them, right?
These are inside thoughts, not outside thoughts.
Oh,
did I say that out loud? You did, yeah. Sometimes you should keep things to yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is maybe the greatest day in the history of the Kevin and Bean Show. Please write down the 31st of January, 2007, the day that Stacey Keibler joins us in studio for the World Famous K-Rock.
Thanks, guys.
We've spoken with you on the phone a couple times before, but this is too much.
I thought it was time for me to come by and stop by and meet
Don't scare
run.
Her off, Bean. Do not
I
run
can't
her off.
Scare her with my love. What are you talking about?
You've Don't scared many a woman with your love.
No, we were just talking bulldogs.
I know.
Like, she's already not else. The perfect woman, and then she comes in and starts talking about bulldogs, which, you know, is so near and dear to my heart. So
I want
God
one.
Bless you.
So if there's any good breeders out there, let me know.
I'm a good breeder.
Please, Bean.
I'm creeped out. I'm going to leave.
One, it's creepy, and two, it's not true.
So here's the timeline, Stacey. I want to make sure that we're caught up and everybody else is caught up. So you do the dance thing, and then the cheerleading thing, and then the wrestling thing, and then the Dancing with the Stars thing, and now it's full-time actress? Is that what you're up to these days?
Yes, I'm a working actress. I find it very hard to believe myself.
Yeah, no kidding. I bet this isn't at all what you expected it was going to end up being.
You know, I really didn't. Like, I think there's an interviewer that I think it was 99, he came to my house when I was in wrestling, and he just called me the other day to do a follow-up interview because he said, I remember sitting on your couch and you saying, I dream to be on a sitcom one day. And he's like, how is it that you fulfilled your dream? And I was like, you know, it's just so crazy because I wake up and I really feel like I am living in a dream, and I can't believe that all this is happening, and that when I did Dancing with the Stars, I had a blast, and I hoped that things would come out of it, but you just never know, and I can't believe that it's really happening right now.
Let me tell you why you're bad.
Why I'm
how
bad?
How dare you? Psycho Mike hit him in the head.
Dancing with the Stars is an awful show.
It's not.
Okay, but,
okay, to you. Okay.
But, okay, so everybody would get in arguments, and you were always the reason that people, they go, yeah, but Stacey Keibler. And then you can't really
argue with that. Right.
Oh, because Stacey's, oh, all right, then it's not that bad. It's a fine show if she's on it.
I hope that they get a really, like, strong, good, like, hot, good dancer girl for this next season, because the guys are, like, you know, they're kicking butt, but they need, like, another good girl in that show.
Is that the show we paid you to stop watching?
Yes, they paid me. I watched the first season. And they actually paid me money to not watch the second season.
Well, because she was talking about it all the time.
She would come in all the time and talk about the show, and we couldn't take it, so we actually had to pay her $200 cash to not watch the show.
Did you watch last season, Stacey? Did you follow it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I saw a little bit of it here and there, but it was hard not to get caught up in Jerry Springer. Everybody fell in love with Jerry Springer.
I fell in love with Jerry Springer. And that's what I think.
He was amazing.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's the appeal of the show in some ways, is that there's people that no one knows of. Take myself, for example. I had a small fan base, and now people were introduced to me. But then Jerry Springer, you have such an idea about him.
Right.
And then you get to see who he really is. And I think that's the magic of it, is you get to see people out of their element and being real. And it's really hard to, you have to be a great like actor to try to not to like put on a different face on that show, because there's just, it's too hard, like you're just experiencing too many things,
exhausted and frustrated, and
so I mean, ultimately the producers can edit things however they want, but I think you really get to see true colors of people on that show.
Do you think it's harder for men or women as dancers?
Well, I think that the girl, I mean, it's tough for both people, because the guy is supposed to be like the frame, they're supposed to lead, you know, and for a guy that's not experienced, the professional girl is gonna have to pick up some of that slack and do things, you know? But for the girls, you know, I feel like we were doing so much more, because we're the ones like flipping around them.
That's kind of what I thought, which may be why the guys come out better.
Because they can stand there a lot easier and
that's
just have the amazing dancers spinning around them, and they're like smiling.
Hey, if that's all dancing is, I could do that. I could stand there and watch someone spin around me. I could do that.
Now, let me ask you this, and we are going to talk about the two TV shows that you're going to be on this within this 2 week period, which is awesome for you. But did you you audition for these roles?
I did. Yes, I did.
For George Lopez and for What About Brian? So you kind of get the
feeling.
George
Lopez, I'm sorry. I didn't audition for George. I met George right shortly after Dancing with the Stars, and they wanted me on last season, and it didn't work out with my schedule, which was better because this role was just much more fun. And so I didn't have to audition for that one. But What About Brian? I did. And I went in, I actually auditioned for a different part, for the part of my roommate, and then they gave me this one.
Oh.
So, yeah, I did.
So many people, and I want to make sure to phrase this just so you understand that it's not meant in any way to dig at your situation, but so many people get stunt casted on shows. You know, mm-hmm. they'll put a Britney Spears on a Will and Grace because she's a big name and a lot of people will tune in to see her. And then there are the people who actually have to audition and actually get hired because they can act, you know, and it sounds like that's the kind of direction you're going for real acting.
Yeah, I moved out to L.A. and I got into acting classes. So I was juggling wrestling 4 days a week. I'd come home, I'd go to acting class, I'd have one day to pack and go back on the road, and it was really tough because I was trying to take, like, to start a whole new life while I was in one. And then Dancing with the Stars happened, and then I got a deal with ABC, but I didn't take it for granted. I got right back into acting class at two different studios, and I, like, was busting my butt and really trying to stay focused, and now it paid off. You know, it was tough while it was happening, but now, you know, and I'm glad that I worked hard. I'm glad that I wasn't handed What About Brian, and I had to audition, and I think it's a learning experience for me. You know, this is my first thing, and I think it's a work in progress as far as my acting career goes.
I'm telling you that when I'm running Hollywood, and that is going to happen, Stacey.
I'm excited for that.
Whatever you want. I mean, if you want to star in Stomp the Yard, you can star in Stomp the Yard. I don't care. Whatever you want. You tell me the role you want, and I'll make sure you get it.
All right.
When is it that you're going to be running Hollywood?
Soon. I mean, I got a plan. Come on.
You're doing some behind the scenes work.
But you can run it from Washington.
Yeah.
We got to take a very quick break and come back with our guest, Stacey Keibler, who we're delighted to have at K-Rock. Again, if you're not going to be able to stick with us, George Lopez is tonight at 8 o'clock on ABC. See Stacey and that. And then What About Brian comes up in a couple of weeks. That's Monday night, February the 12th. We got a bunch more to talk about with Stacey when we return on the world famous K-Rock.
Okay, already. Come on now. Stacey Keibler's here, for God's sake.
No, heard it.
106.7 K-Rock, it's Kara Q, 25 minutes after 8 o'clock.
George Lopez tonight at 8 o'clock on ABC. Stacey Keibler is the guest there. And What About Brian, by the way? This Barry Watson that the chicks all love, who plays Brian on the show, he's helping your character move in downstairs. You're the new neighbor in the building. Is that what it is?
Yeah, my roommate and I move in, and right underneath of him. And we kind of are like, oh, can you help us move in? And he's like, all right.
If you insist.
And then, right. And then, like, you know, as the show goes on, we're always, like, running up to him and be like, can you fix this? And can you do this? And then we both take a little interest into each other.
Oh, dear God.
You and he or you and your roommate?
Me and him.
Okay.
This is rough because Brian has trouble committing and he's just moved in with his girlfriend and then you come along.
You move in.
What chance does he have?
And that just doesn't happen that Stacey Keibler moves in downstairs, by the way. I have news for you. That's how you can tell it's
fiction.
And
we're like the fun party girls. We're always drinking. We're always, you know,
poor Brian,
having parties. So
He's not real, Lisa. You know that, right?
What about Brian?
It's a TV show.
Saying.
You know that.
All his friends are married. They've got
Brian.
Kids. That's all he wants. And he
That'll
never gets
be,
a shot.
Yeah. Monday night, February 12th at 10 on ABC. While Stacey Keibler is here, we have to ask, because it is Super Bowl weekend, you were an honest-to-God NFL cheerleader for the Baltimore Ravens, right?
Yes, for 2 years.
How was that? Was that hell? A lot of work? Great fun?
This
fun
is
memories?
How
what?
It kind of went. Okay, so I didn't want to go out and try out. My dad wanted me to, and I was like, okay, I will. I was 18.
Can I stop you right there and say that's a little weird?
It's not weird.
It isn't?
My dad was like a huge football fan.
Hey, honey, you're hot. Why don't you go on down and try out for the team?
My dad's so not like that.
Okay, all right.
He's like shy and reserved. But anyways, maybe it was my
Wear
mom.
Wear something low cut. Get down there and try out. Shake that ass, honey.
He probably just wanted the free tickets to the game.
That's probably just
that's it.
So I went down and I auditioned. I was like, oh, I'm not going to do it. I'll just go and audition. And there were like hundreds of girls there. So I was like, well, if I get this, this is kind of... And this was like my first taste of like news cameras being there, whatever. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. And I was selected and I was like, I'm going to do this. So I did. The first season, I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know about football. I didn't know what was going on in front of me.
Excellent.
So I would turn around and cheer, and it was like the other team. It was horrible. And then I learned between that season and the next, and I really loved football. That next season, I didn't want to turn around and dance anymore because I wanted to watch the game.
Right.
And so when I entered the contest for the WCW and I realized I wouldn't be able to cheerlead, I won $10,000, and that's what I bought with season tickets to the Ravens. I still have them.
No kidding. I always
go home to a couple games. I've become friends with some of the players. So if they're, you know, depending on what their seasons like every year, if they're out here or whatever, we'll go. And I went down that next year was when they went to Tampa, and I wasn't a cheerleader anymore.
When they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so I went down there, and I wasn't even like 21, I don't think, and it was so much fun because all the cheerleaders, they wouldn't let them get out of their hotel rooms, so I got to go party.
Nice. Oh.
And then somehow got on the field when they won, and I like have all these pictures, and it was amazing. So
what a memory.
Yeah,
I mean to have been on the field with this team that you knew and had followed so closely, and then to be there when they win the Super Bowl.
And
that's,
you know, it's so crazy because like some random dude like came. I sat by myself in all my Ravens gear because I only had one ticket to the game, and I was amongst all these Giants fans and like cheering, and then when they won, I was so excited because like everybody was against me the whole game.
Sure.
And then this guy came up to me with his headphone on and was like acting like he was like a reporter, and then he's like, we can get down on the field. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, come to find out, this guy was like just some guy trying to get on the field. He was not a reporter. And
was
what
he
kind
just
of
hitting
security
on
was it? He had a headpiece on.
It's like the clipboard.
Yeah.
And he had a headpiece on.
And he had a clipboard.
That's all you need.
And he was going up to people being like, here, like, we'll get you on this shot, you know, whatever. And like, I'm like 19.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And then he ends up getting on the field and like acting as if he's like going to do interviews, or that he's like, I don't know, controlling getting interviews
something,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't care. I got on the field, but it's kind of weird. And
it's kind of brilliant.
Heads up to the security out there.
Yeah, good work.
Random young girls getting on
the field. Remember when, was it the Rose Bowl when Michael Jackson did the halftime? I think it was.
Oh, and people rushed?
Because I got on the field.
That's right.
I was thinking to myself, how funny would it be for my friends if Michael Jackson is singing and I'm standing there clapping or whatever like a dorky white guy? Of course, I got thrown out. But
good spot. You
close,
a mile away.
You got close, yeah. I did. I got close. I was like, oh, please let me be in the shot with Michael Jackson. That would be the ultimate. So you're going this weekend, too.
Yeah, going tomorrow, going down to have some fun, go to the game. I'm sad my Ravens aren't there, but I'm going to
What do you think, Bears versus Colts? What do you think, Stacey?
I'm going to go for the Colts, and only because I had the chance to meet the whole Manning family. They're wonderful people, so I think it would be great to see Peyton win it.
It's hard not to root for him.
I mean he
just seems like such a genuinely nice guy.
Really,
who's one of those
is.
You don't want him to end up like Dan Marino and have a great career and no Super Bowl ring, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it'd be great for him to get that monkey off his back.
It really would be. And I just can't say how great the whole family is, and he is such a class act and so nice. So
they seem like they all are.
They
yeah.
are, they really are.
And everyone on the Bears sucks, right? I mean, that, right? Oh no, that's
what
not
heard.
What we're
saying. No, okay. I've heard that.
Stacey, I'm going down to Miami, and I would like to ask you a favor.
Yeah.
If you see me anywhere, run up and throw your arms around me.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I promise you.
Kevin,
what if I jump on you?
I can't believe it's you.
Hey, long time no see.
And I'll just wink at my buddies. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Okay. And I'll take
that's
it.
Awesome. Okay, good.
We got the act out.
Well, Stacey, since you came in and it was so much fun, at least for us, I don't know how it was for you, you need to come back more often.
Yeah.
Because, frankly, it would kill me to have this little taste and then never to experience this again in my life.
Can you
just come back and see us again?
Do news?
Do news?
Uh-huh.
Sure, I could try.
Okay, excellent.
For the first time ever, I will be tuning into a program called George Lopez tonight at 8 o'clock on ABC, and then something called What About Brian, Monday, February 12th at 10, also on ABC, to see my new girlfriend, Stacey Keebler. And have a great time at the Super Bowl, and
thank you.
Thanks a lot for coming in on K-Rock this morning.
Bye.
Thank you.
We've been hearing about a story for the past couple of weeks that seems so fantastic it can't possibly be true. Is it possible that the police in Tijuana, our border friends just south from San Diego, had to turn in all of their guns and were trying to fight crime with slingshots? Because that's the story that we heard. So we asked producer Lightning to line us up somebody to find out more details on the story, and we're happy to welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show the deputy commander and chief liaison of the Tijuana Police Department, Guillermo Gonzalez Smith. Senor Smith, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for joining us. So what's going on with the weapons down there? We've been hearing reports. It just doesn't seem like it can be true.
Yeah, well, it does seem that way. About three and a half weeks ago, we got our weapons taken away by the federal government. Just to check for ballistics, did some background checks.
I didn't realize that's why they were doing it. It was because that's a major drug trafficking area, and they wanted to see if the weapons were used in any of the violence that had gone on down there?
Exactly.
Okay, so they took all your guns away from everybody?
Well, except for some of the high-ranking officials, like the director, secretary, the police commissioner, and some of the bodyguards.
Wait, you have to call them when something goes down?
Well, the high-ranking officials are never involved in any of the corruption, Kevin. You know that.
I'm sorry, sir, but this story just sounds impossible to be true that they would have given you slingshots.
Well, now, they didn't give us slingshots, of course. We got those slingshots. We got over 300 slingshots as a peaceful protest because we weren't getting our weapons back, even though the ballistic testing had already been concluded.
So you'd been cleared, but you guys went out to get slingshots as a way of saying, hey, we have to protect ourselves somehow?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, see, now that's interesting. That was not made clear in the newspaper articles that we saw. Why were they so slow to return your weapons to you?
Well, our theory is that it's a political factor. It's two opposing parties, it's election year, and of course they want to make us look bad in some way. Fortunately, they weren't able to, and everybody was cleared. And now all that we need is just for them to publicly clear the Tijuana police.
Now, this is the new Mexican president, Felipe Calderon, who did this, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so he was trying to pin some kind of corruption on your guys, and you're all cleared, but you still don't have your weapons.
Well, now, we did get our weapons back this past weekend.
Okay.
We're still distributing them out all to the different precincts here in Tijuana.
Did any of the officers not work? Because, I mean, if you're not going to give me a gun, I'm not going to go out and try to fight crime.
Oh, yes, definitely. A lot of police officers didn't come into work. They just sat down on the bench, if you will, because obviously we're not going to make them go and fight crime without their tools.
So was there no crime fighting in Tijuana for 3 weeks or however long it was?
Well, there was. We did respond to most of the calls except to shooting calls, armed robbery calls. Those were taken care of by the state preventive police and by the military.
Did you have a slingshot?
No, actually, I had a water gun.
No, you did not. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
You're not kidding.
Well, he's saying, again, as a protest, though, right. As a way to say, oh, yes. This is all I got. Yeah.
I just want to take a second to tell the K-Rock audience that this is the type of story that we would normally make up a character and have somebody do a comedy voice, Ralph or somebody. This is really the Deputy Commander Chief Liaison of the Tijuana Police.
Wow.
And it's really, I mean, we saw this story and our heads exploded. They're not making the police use, there's no possible way slingshots can be used to fight crime.
The first thought I had is I'm going out to Tijuana, I'm going to get me a TV. I mean, that's the first thing I thought. Because what are they going to do? But so it's all sorted out now. You got your officers back on the street and with their proper firearms, right?
Exactly. Now we're up and running once again.
You know, the thing that really surprised me most about this story is I understand, hey, we want to do a clean sweep and we want to inspect all these weapons. But it seems like there are enough guns in, you know, Mexico that they would be able to issue you a clean revolver as they take away your one to be tested. That's what surprised me most about it.
Yeah, and it's surprising to me, too. Now, the system, the way that it works in Mexico is not like in the U.S. Our guns are issued by the federal government.
Right.
We cannot go and purchase our own weapons.
Right.
And we have a license by the federal government, by the military,
right,
which we can only have a certain amount of firearms.
Oh, but they couldn't replace the ones they were going to test, huh?
No. Of course, they're not going to do that. Like I said, it's election year.
It's all politics.
It's funny. You know, we think, Mr. Smith, we think up here that the elections are contentious, but it's not. I mean, we got a smooth transition of power here compared to what you've gone through in Mexico this past year. It has been phenomenal to see the stuff that's happening on your news.
It is.
Were you guys able to arrest anyone with a slingshot? Did anyone, like, give themselves up and come out, we've got you surrounded, slingshots? I mean, because that person would have to be, like, that would have to be the laughing stock of the bad guys, you know?
Unfortunately, we lost in some respect during those 3 weeks. But what I can tell you is that we were able to make two arrests with rocks on hand.
You made arrests with rocks.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's the best thing I've ever heard. You guys
That's
rule.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, go out there and shoot them in the sky this weekend. Let them know you mean business. Let them know you're back, all right? Guillermo Gonzalez-Smith, yeah. Deputy Commander and Chief Liaison of the Tijuana Police, and give our best to the Donkey Show, my friend. Thank you for coming on K-Rock.
We will. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
I know. He said we will.
Will do, he says.
That's a true story.
That's amazing.
That's the best thing I've ever heard. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world.
We love it here.
World famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
Just trying to talk myself into it.
Yeah.
Hey, did you get a chance to meet Miss Keebler, Ralph?
Briefly, in the hallway.
Oh, how about
she
that?
She said hi, and I said,
Psycho Mike on very good behavior while she was in the room. I was very impressed.
He was still wearing a crushed velvet blazer, though, right?
If I'm not mistaken. Listen, you've got a suede dinner jacket on, Mr. Shefrin.
It's a jacket.
I know. Listen.
It's an outdoor jacket.
I want to tell you something.
I just came in from outdoors. That's why I was wearing it. I'm not working in a crushed velvet blazer. I haven't been doing that. That's what I'm not doing.
Obviously, you don't have the style that I do. Listen, Bean, Kevin and I have come to the conclusion, and Kevin even told me this off the air, that you are by far the guy we need to worry about when hot chicks come in over me.
Oh, by far.
How dare you?
Oh, by far.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, you're creepy times 100.
I didn't show up looking like Richard Cheese this morning.
No, that's a double whammy. You get the verbal from Bean is the problem, and you always get the visual from Mike.
And Mike, by the way, was intimidated to the point of complete silence.
Yeah.
He would not speak. He was wearing the jacket, but we didn't have any personality to go with it.
Which is worse, which is compounding the sin.
Yes.
If you're going to wear the lame jacket, then have some personality to go with it.
I said, Miss Keebler, I put on my picture.
Miss Keebler, already you're a loser. Already you lost.
I put on my picture.
You just sunk your battleship.
Yeah.
She is unbelievably hot in person, though. I mean, it really, you just look at her and you go, well, first of all, that's not real. That can't be real. And then she's so nice on top of that, it does kind of melt you.
Here's the thing. She had jeans. She threw jeans on and a sweater and like a cap and blew you away with how beautiful she was. I can't imagine what she looks like when she's dressed to the nines and made up. It must be like looking into the sun.
It doesn't make Dancing with the Stars worth watching. But
she's not on it anymore. Yeah. But had I known, I might have tuned in a couple times.
Well, that was very, very enjoyable. I'll tell you that. It's 8:58. It's KROQ FM passing Los Angeles. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, what's going on?
Paris Hilton ain't too happy about her personal wares being displayed on the internet. People magazine reports she just slapped a federal lawsuit on the website that is publishing the pictures of her things.
That's hot.
Founder of the site bought the photos of the remains of the storage unit for $10 million.
That's hot.
From the original owners who paid about $3,000 for the whole lot. And it's got all kinds of fun stuff in there, including, abortion receipts, which I didn't know they gave you receipts for abortions.
I didn't either.
In case you want to go back and return it.
But it's I'd like
the penis put back in, please. Here's my receipt.
But it's under a different name, isn't it?
Yeah, it's under Amber.
Amber something. Yeah.
Amber Sheridan.
Amber Alert.
Amber Marriott. I think she's. See what I'm doing there?
That out.
What I'm doing there is I'm changing the names of hotels.
Hotels. Okay.
Hotels, Alex, for 50.
Hello, Poon.
Why? Why did that come up?
You're talking about sex tapes with Paris Hilton.
Hello, Poon.
Kevin's playing pin the tail on the drop machine again.
Hello, Poon.
Natural!
She also claims that they need to shut down the site because they've got copies of her passport and credit card bills and things that could be used to steal her identity, harass her, stalk her, and she doesn't want them publicized, which seems fair enough.
Yeah, that does.
That makes sense.
So we get rid of that stuff and just see the sex tapes and her saying the N-word and saying she takes anal sex for cocaine and that kind of stuff, though, right? That's not hurting
anybody. And her saying,
I like meat.
There we go.
Ever had sex where it wasn't filmed? Because I'm starting to think not.
There's a lot of night vision, I'll tell you, on that site.
Yeah.
A lot of night vision.
Cisco Adler's balls.
What?
The best thing about those tapes is Cisco Adler's balls.
All right. All right, Mike. Maybe we can get him a crushed velvet muzzle to match his dinner jacket over there. His smoking jacket.
Yeah, but it's a...
He doesn't get it.
Too long. Never mind.
Another young lady with substance abuse problems, Miss USA Tara Connors, out of rehab. Congratulations, Tara. Under the orders of the Trump Organization,
Which sounds like some just evil empire.
The Trump Organization.
Tonight, the heroes battle the Trump Organization. Siler tries to eat their brains. They have moved her to a bigger uptown apartment. They're paying for it. But she needs a bigger place because now she has a full-time roommate. In air quotes.
Is it Donald?
No, it isn't. But she does have a babysitter. This person will make sure she adheres to the new set of rules, which is not even think about going into a nightclub. Spokesperson says that they she planned to move in with a chaperone. And that's been in the works for months. It just so happened that it came to fruition when she came out of rehab.
Well, that's good timing. Fortunately.
It is good timing. So she's going to be on the up and up as far as we know.
And did you know that the OC Weekly has staples in their weekly review?
I'm sorry.
You know.
And mine was out of place?
With riveting broadcasting like that. You can see why Ronnie's getting a star, can't you? He's earned it.
Absolutely.
Star Magazine reports that Kevin Federline has reportedly turned down $25 million in an offer from his estranged wife, Britney Spears. The deal is he has to go away, and he will have no visitation or custody rights to his two small boys.
He doesn't visit his first two kids. What does he care about these two?
Well, being according to the magazine, Federline said, no way. I love my little sons, and you're not going to keep me from them.
Stop it.
Or give me more money.
He rejected the $25 million offer.
He's just going for 50.
You could live on $25 million for the rest of your life.
Dude, take the money.
Seriously.
Take the money.
Wow.
Although before this gets settled in court, he'll have two more kids.
That's too much for him, by the way. She should take it back and say, no, not a penny.
She wants him to go away, so she's willing to pay whatever it costs.
It should be like the banker on Deal or No Deal, where now the next offer is $18
million. It's less. Every moment he takes longer, it's less.
So you have to open up a suitcase?
Right.
Exactly.
And lastly, Dustin Diamond, our pal from Saved by the Bell, played Screech on that popular television show. Most recently starred in the celebrity sex tape Saved by the Smell.
Fist me.
I'm sorry.
Is that the wrong video?
It's not the same thing at all.
Close. Dirty Sanchez.
That's what it was.
Doesn't involve a fist.
All right.
He has been quarantined from the rest of the cast of the Celebrity Fit Club after fighting with his fellow contestants.
Quarantined?
Apparently, producers had to remove him from the cast when he got into a very public argument with American Idol contestant Kimberly Locke, who's also on the show trying to lose some pounds, and pop singer from the 80s, Tiffany. Reportedly, Diamond screamed at her, "Screw Kimberly Locke, I'm going to make a dildo out of my blank and blank her with it." Oh, it's like we're playing match game. Fill in the answers, please.
Let me see. Like to buy a pee? You want the real sex tape, remember? I still have the real sex tape.
You have
tape.
Some Saved by the Smell?
This is not a joke.
Okay.
It's recording. It's bath time.
If you freeze frame right at the blue jelly double... I believe there's on the end of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. That's true audio.
Who's getting into the bathtub with...
I don't.
Screech, by the way.
I can't imagine.
Anyway.
Isn't he crazy?
Yeah. He's been removed from the cast. They're going to shoot all of his weigh-ins and his...
The weigh-ins are on the show?
Not Marlon and Sean. His weigh-ins.
Oh, okay.
And his challenges will be filmed separately from the rest of the cast so they can be edited into the production. It's too late to replace him, so they have to just finish up. Wait a minute, Ludacris is on the show? No doubt.
Be real.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
I hate us.
Me too.
I hate me. I hate you guys.
I wish I could do the show without hearing it. Even my own part. I wish I could speak and be deaf enough so that I wouldn't hear the words coming out of my mouth somehow. I've never been more unhappy. On every level than I am right at this moment.
Take out the cochlear implants or whatever they put in your ears. You won't be able to hear.
That was Rush Limbaugh, I think.
Oh, that's right. That wasn't Ralph at all. I'm sorry.
I am taking the OxyContin, though. Today's celebrity birthdays. Justin Timberlake turns 26 years old today. Portia Rossi from Arrested Development and from Someone's Vagina is 34 years old today. Mini Driver, who knows how to have a good time.
Yes, she does.
I'll tell you about it some other time. She's
Poon.
She's 36 years old today.
You butt name me for that!
Kelly Lynch, actress, star of Cocktail and Roadhouse. She's 48 years old today. I sat next to her on a plane flight once. Very pretty lady. Still very pretty, yes.
Did you ask her if pain don't hurt?
I was like, could you sew me up? Anthony LaPaglia from Without a Trace is 48 years old today. That's a real good show. You ever catch that?
No.
Real good show. And Johnny Rotten, legendary singer for the legendary Sex Pistols, turns a legendary 51 years old today. Oh, I'm so glad I'm done. I'm Ralph Garman, and I hobble through the showbiz beat.
As you know, the Super Bowl is this weekend. You may not have known that nearly $95 million was bet on the Super Bowl just in Las Vegas just last year around this time.
That and sounds course, way low to me.
That's just in Las Vegas, though. Then you start talking about the illegal betting, and that's got to be $1 billion.
I guess.
I wouldn't be out of line. But there, you'd be shocked to know how many different things you can bet on when it comes to Super Bowl weekend. Some of it is just doesn't make any sense at all. So we thought, let's go to the expert, and our pal Dan Garcia is on the line. He is with the Race and Sports Book at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Best place to visit if you're in Vegas. Dan, welcome back to the Kevin Amin Show, my friend. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Very good. Thank you.
We're doing great. Now more people go to Vegas every year, Super Bowl weekend, than ever go to the host city, right? I mean, you guys really roll out the red carpet for a weekend like this one.
Oh, yeah. The casinos out here go all out. They have the viewing parties and the big showrooms and concert halls and stuff like that, and it's a pretty big deal out here.
Do you guys have a lot of the prop bets, some of the sillier ones? You have just a long list of them, or do you stay kind of close to the game? How do you guys run it?
I'd say we're on the lower end of the scale as far as only having about four pages worth stapled together. But you go into some of these places, and they got a book, it seems like, sitting out there on their counter.
Well, the one that that caught our attention this year, and I'm sure you've heard about it, is that site Bodog that I guess does a pretty good job of publicizing their gambling site. And they actually have an over-under on how long it will take Billy Joel to sing the national anthem. I mean, that's just people that are looking for a way to make money every single minute of the broadcast.
Make or lose money, yeah. You don't have anything silly like that.
We don't do anything like that. As far as being in Nevada, we're limited to only doing stuff that is involved in the game.
Oh, is that right? Do you do the coin flip?
We can't do the coin flip. We have something, it's basically the same bet. We just go ahead and put a bet on which team is going to receive the opening kickoff.
Okay.
That's something that's actually taking place once the game's underway.
I got you.
I see.
Oh, so you can't legally bet outside the game, so it has to be after kickoff.
Right. You know, we get a lot of people wanting to bet on who's going to be the MVP of the game, for instance.
Right.
That's something that we wouldn't do here.
Hey, I heard it's been a few days since I heard about the action, but the Bears were way underdogs. It looked to me like it was Colts like 8.5 or 9 or something like that. What's the line this morning, if you know?
No, I think pretty much you go anywhere around town here, the Colts are going to be about a touchdown favorite.
About 7 points?
About
seven
a touchdown,
points.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a lot for a Super Bowl, isn't it?
That is, yes. It pretty much came down to whoever won that AFC championship
right.
was going to be favored by somewhere around there just because of the differences between the two conferences.
And do you guys have, like, who will score the first touchdown?
Yes.
That kind of stuff?
First touchdown of the game, last touchdown of the game, all that kind of stuff.
Do you do the cross ones, like who's going to, basketball players score more points than the entire team in football, that kind of stuff, or no?
Right. No, we don't have anything like that, but that's something you can definitely find around Vegas.
You can find anybody who will take your money, I guess.
Yeah.
When it comes to that.
My favorite of the ones that I've read recently is, will the Dixie Chicks win more Grammys than Peyton Manning will have rushing attempts? I mean, that now you're just getting into areas where it's just like, it doesn't even make any sense at all.
No.
But it's crazy. Now, people always ask us about this whenever we have someone on from Las Vegas. And again, Dan Garcia is on the phone from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas. You can't place a bet on the phone. Like, I couldn't call you from California and place a bet. I actually have to physically be in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's BS right there. Our government needs to get out of our wallets. That's all I'm saying. All right, well, have a great weekend. We appreciate you talking to us, Dan.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, bye
now. Yeah, $94 million in Vegas, and then probably $94
billion oh, yeah.
Yeah.
amongst friends.
I don't care about that.
Go.
Well, Mike told me he was going to play a moment
and
with.
And now, a moment with Ralph.
Great to have Air Supply yes. gunning down the lead singer of some other band.
That was a moment with Ralph.
What part of
him? Don't
I just I hit the wrong button.
Don't pay attention to what Mike says.
I had it
or
ready.
What he says he's going to
I
do.
I had it ready. I
ignore
hit the wrong
it
button.
All and just go
I
about
had it ready.
Go about life
I hit
as
the
usual.
Wrong button. I had it ready.
Oh, dear God.
I
know it's hard to believe we're in third place.
Turn off your mic, Mike.
Why do we bother? Why do we bother trying to plan these things out if you're just going to screw with it?
Because
like
it's
that,
all Mike. We have.
All right. A pair of tickets for Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of L.A. is what you win today for Kevin Means What It Do Nephew. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Toll free. Give us a call. Be on the air. Why don't we start with, let's start with another Mike, since all mics are bad. He is in Riverside, and he is up first on Kevin Means What It Do Nephew.
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What do you got for us, Mike?
Today I was at the bank kind of cleaning out my truck after getting some money, and some lady me for somebody homeless and gave me $20.
Oh, sweet. You have a new career.
Yeah. That's very generous. 20 bucks.
Yeah. I tried not to take it.
I was going to ask what you did. Did you just say, hey, thanks, lady, and walk on?
Well, she was, like, super persistent. I was trying to, like, say, no, I don't really need it. I just look homeless. I'm not actually homeless.
I would get yourself a sign, Mike, and stake out that corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sounds like you hit a gold mine. Thank you for the call. Let's move along to another Mike, since all mics are bad. This one's in Irvine on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Go ahead, Mike.
What it do, K-R-O-Q?
Well, what it do, nephew?
Hey, Mike.
Sure.
Yeah, so yesterday I went to Lamaze class with my girlfriend. And, you know, yesterday was a special procedure for showing breastfeeding and proper use of breast pump.
Yeah.
So the instructor decided to just pull out her breast and show us how to do it.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Wow.
That is worth getting a girl knocked up for.
Oh, yeah. It was just lovely, especially the size of that breast and that nipple, man. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Nothing hotter than milk.
Oh, yeah.
You're sad, Mike. How old a guy are you, Mike?
I'm 19.
Good.
Oh,
good.
Oh, wow.
I was growing.
Well done. And how old's your girlfriend?
She's 23.
And what do you... what do you see as the plan for you, a happy young couple with the newborn on the way? How do you think that's going to go?
Oh, I think it's going to go great. We're in love, but, you know, we trust each other fully, and I'm allowed to look at other breasts, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. I just can't touch them.
You're 19. Who could stop you?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Exactly. Well, the good thing is when you're 19, man, you've already played the field. You've already got that all out of your system. You actually are you're a little overdue for wanting to settle down with just one woman.
Yeah, but I love her, man. I love her.
Well, that's all that matters, Mike. Love's all that matters. Well, love is all you need. Thank you for the call, Mike. Let's go to Marcus in Newport, 1-800-520-1067. Kevin Beans, what is it? What is your deal? What it do, nephew, I mean. Sorry.
What it do, nephew?
What's up, man?
What's up, Lisa May?
Hey, Marcus.
I just want to know, basically, why has Bradley Knoll from Sublime not been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet?
He won't call him back. They keep calling, leaving messages. He hasn't gotten in touch with them. Well, there's a two-part answer. One is they're not eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because they haven't been around long enough. You have to have released your first album 25 years prior to the year that you're inducted. So they haven't been around nearly long enough.
Right.
And the other thing, you could argue this point if you want. I don't think Sublime had the kind of career that's going to be honored in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't see them at that level. Very enjoyable, made some good records. I would be surprised if they end up there at all.
They made some great records, man.
Sure.
Amazing.
Of all the songs about date rape, they have the best, though, right? Well, I can't argue with that. Okay. They did have the best one. Right. That's true.
I don't know. The best one might have been Smokey Joints.
All right, Marcus. Thanks for your input. We'll get right on that. We'll call the hall. Doing that right now. All right. How about I'm on Nicole in Fullerton.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Nicole.
What it do, Nicole?
What it do?
Well, what it do, nephew?
Hi. Okay, so it's really annoying me when I'm walking around campus and it's freezing cold and I see these girls and they're full on high heels and little mini skirts. Everyone can tell they're just trying way too hard.
Yeah. Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah. You're talking to the wrong guy.
I'm sorry, there's a problem with that?
You know that, yeah?
I probably am. Yeah, I know.
Is there something wrong? I don't understand. Nicole, just because you stopped caring about the way you look doesn't mean other girls have to give up on life.
But it's just annoying because they look like tramps.
I'm sorry, I still not get your point here. Nicole, why do they look like tramps just because they dress to look good and feel good? I mean, why do you care?
Because it's just annoying. I don't know.
But why? Tell me why.
It's freezing right now.
So they choose to wear those clothes. Why does it bother you? Is it because they are going to justifiably get the attention that you're not?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because you struggle and they're willing to work hard, don't hold it against them.
Hey, I don't struggle. Trust me on this one.
Yeah, but you put away the leg raise or sometime in September. Don't break it out again until March, right?
Oh, no. I shaved this morning.
Why? You're wearing pants. It's freezing out.
Yeah. What's the point, man?
I know, but then it itches with your pants.
All right. How fat are you?
Oh,
maybe that's
where
we go. Maybe that's where we need to be going.
I'm 5'2". I weigh 115.
But a
chunky size, too, though, right?
Oh, come on. But,
yeah, you're like 4 feet tall, though, right?
She's a size 2.
Well, two by two, maybe.
Tiny.
Exactly. I say let them live. That's what I say, Nicole.
I say more of it. We need more of it and less crankiness from people like you, I think.
Exactly. All right. Thank you
She's
for the
just
call.
Worried East that Coast they're going to catch a cold.
They're getting on my neck.
That they're what? They're going to catch cold?
Yeah. She's just worried about their health.
All right, let's take one more. How about Joe in... Oh, Joe's calling from Phoenix. He's got that internet. He's got that internet thing that they talk about.
Does that work?
Hey, Joe, what to do, nephew?
Hey, what to do, nephew and baby boo? How you guys?
Well, what to do, nephew?
Hey, Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, listen, I was wondering, are you guys going to, like, get Doc committed soon? The man's going crazy. Did you hear his broadcast this morning? You don't listen.
No, tell us what he said.
You guys got to listen, because this morning he was talking about this romance novelist who passed away, and one of the things that he said was that this guy sold books like selling tampons to women.
Oh, Doc. God, wow.
Sidney Sheldon is certainly pleased to have that in his obituary.
Oh, if that's the case, he moved a lot of books.
You're missing the point, Ralph.
Well, I don't understand.
I almost crashed. I was driving and I lost control of my vehicle. I was like, what the hell did he just say?
That's a terrible analogy, number one.
Yeah, it is a terrible.
It makes sense.
It doesn't. What are we going to do? I mean, there's nothing we can do. We don't listen to him because he's going to work here long after we're gone. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can say.
You can't put him down like a dog.
In Doc's defense, Sidney Sheldon's books did come with cardboard applicators.
The one that said they should rename the Reagan Freeway back to what it was after because he was kind of crazy. Just tell Doc he's still on the air.
Okay, I didn't.
I don't know.
All right. Thank you for the call, Joe. Hang on for your press.
I am LA's news.
Right.
Yes, you are.
And I hope I deliver the goods, but I got to admit that I don't care anymore. It's because I have the seniority.
Well, really says more than anything we could say. I want to thank all of our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including John Cena. I don't know why, but if you want to see The Marine, it is now available on DVD everywhere.
How are you going to come in a brother like that?
How about Stacey Keefe?
How about Stacey?
All right.
I just got word from our producer, Lightning, that the photo of Stacey Keebler is now up on the K-Rock website on the Kevin and Bean Sites page. So if you'd like to see the lovely Miss Keebler yourself, you can dial up that there internet and find her.
I am going to watch two shows I've never seen before, one called George Lopez that airs tonight at 8 o'clock on ABC, and another one apparently called What About Brian, and that airs Monday, February 12th at 10, because Stacey Keebler is on both of those. So, very excited about that. Speaking of hotties, how about tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show? How about Trisha Helfer from the Battlestar Galactica
coming on by? Oh, my God, you guys.
For those of you who aren't familiar with the name, she plays Cylon number 6, who often visits Dr. Gaius Baltar.
Cylon!
she shows up in his mind, and that's what I want. I want her to be in my mind all the time so I can just have fantasy conversations with her, because she's so hot.
You know, I may be the last guy in America to get on board the Battlestar Galactica. I still haven't seen it.
Look, I'm way late, too. I'm going through the box sets now trying to catch up, because I think it's in its third season already. But I'm telling you, if you start watching, you will get addicted. It's a great, great drama. It's not your typical sci-fi show. It's really, really well done.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Also, of course, more highlights from tonight's American Idol, which I could be wrong, but I think is taped right here in L.A. I think this is the Rose Bowl auditions that we're going to see on the TV tonight. So maybe somebody you know on American Idol tonight, you'll hear about it tomorrow morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Great new website, ratemyturban.com. I'm going to be talking to the genius behind that. I could spend all day.
There are some good photos on there, absolutely.
Looking forward to that. Our pal Rich Eisen from the NFL Network. You would think this would be one of the biggest weeks of the year for them with the Super Bowl coming up. Of course, they don't have the game, but if we know Rich, they got plenty of other stuff that we're going to want to tune in to see on the NFL Network. So we'll catch up with him, see what he's got going on for the weekend. And we didn't have time to talk about it today, but last night was another new episode of To Catch a Predator on Dateline NBC.
I'm Chris Hansen.
I love this show.
Have a seat, sir. I have a lot of questions for you.
So what are you doing? Just stopping by on your way home from work?
Enjoying your drink? He makes everything sound so condemning. Everything comes out of his mouth. So, are you wearing a shirt? It's like, yeah, what do you got about it? I see you're wearing shoes and pants, too. Yes, I am.
He's fantastic. And they were in Long Beach on last night's episode. And I guess they ended up arresting almost 40 guys that
showed up.
God. Lightning. And it was fantastic. So we have some highlights of that, too. And, of course, you're running out of time. If you want to win your tickets to see Killers at Staples Center before they go on sale this weekend and then qualify for the grand prize drawing we do Friday to send you to Amsterdam. That's in Holland and some junk to see the Killers in concert. It's destination number 5 of K-Rock's World Tour 2007.
Don't Bogart that joint,
not quite yet. It's only Wednesday, Ralph. Oh, but Cat Corbett is next with 40 minutes nonstop, including the Red Hot Chili Peppers, also Beastie Boys, new music from Stone Sour, Face to Face, Killers, and more right after this on K-Rock.